Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Surprising y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivational track to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, Beach Man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone here, for joining us here live in the forum tonight. It is certainly good to be here on this amazing month of November. November the 4th, 2011. Wow, funny how time flies when you're having so much fun and doing so many exciting things. So welcome, 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 everyone. I see everyone joining us here on the phone lines, as well as you guys getting yourself set up in the chat room here for The Remix. We have an amazing share for you here tonight, and it's so good to have you guys in the house. What I would like to do first is to invite you, if you're out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, to come on over and join us here in chat tonight. We're going to have a very interactive show for you tonight, and lots of things is going to be going on. So definitely you want to make sure, if possible, that you get yourself over and join us in the chat room. The chat room is open. If you don't know how to get here, let me go ahead and give you some directions. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. The chat room is open, and you're more than welcome to come on in and definitely join us in the forum tonight. Now, if you did not get a chance to hear the share that went on last weekend, we had an amazing weekend that went on. Brother Panic was joining us on Friday night, and Brother Bobby Hemmett joined us on Sunday night. So definitely I would encourage you, as with all of the shows on The Remix, that you go back and that you download some amazing information and share was given out by both Brother Panic and also by Brother Bobby Hemmett. If you want to reach Brother Panic, you know you can always email him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, at hotmail.com. And if you want to reach Brother Bobby for some of the amazing things that he were talking about on the share, all of the picture package that he was talking about, also talking about the medallions and the talismans and the different emblems that he had as well too, and all of the things that he had for transformation, as well as over 1,000 DVDs of lectures he's done over the last almost 20 years since he's been actually lecturing and sharing his occult knowledge with everyone around the world. You can contact him by calling 678-358-1055. So don't forget, like with all the shows on The Remix, you're going to want to download. I can't stress that enough, that you begin to keep these things into your archive. So now, we're going to get ourselves situated because we have a lot of things that we're going to be covering tonight here in the forum on The Remix. Tonight, we're actually going to be talking about the bang, the big, big bang, the cosmic orgasm, and really, really presenting it to you in a way so that you can use it for your transformation as well. So we're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to also listen to Yeah, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to start getting ready to get right into the share. So definitely you want to sit back and
la,
relax.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
Yes. So first, I'm going to kind of go over a little bit about what is going on tonight. If you don't have all of these things available to you, don't worry. You can always go back and download the show and you can do it. But tonight, we're going to be covering a lot of this here, everything in the share tonight, the big, big bang, the cosmic orgasm. We're going to be talking about how to do you, how to do you. We'll be covering self-love, flipping the switch, crash and burn, how to feel it for real, the beauty and the beast, peeping Leroy and Rhonda from within. I got that funky feeling. We're going to be talking about funky feeling and funky feelings. We're going to talk about cold water and the touches of darkness, slipping into darkness, how to turn up the light. We'll also be talking about mouth closed and legs open, tribal body art, flow magic as well. Things that you're going to need in order for you to take sort of this amazing cosmic journey with us is definitely you need to have a pink candle and a white candle, a mirror, a handheld mirror if possible, a panic pack, and also some pictures, so you can grab some magazines if you have some magazines close to you, or even maybe a picture of yourself and your loved one, your man or brothers. You have a picture of yourself with your woman, you can grab that as well. If you have two statues, one of them representing feminine energy and one representing masculine energy, you're definitely going to need something to write with as well as some paper. And you're going to want to bring a towel with you as well. Bring you a towel. Bring some of your favorite essential oils as well, too. You're going to need to bring some of your favorite essential oils. Any of these things, if you don't have, so if you don't have a pink candle, maybe you have a white one, you can definitely have that as well. But you do want to try to get some of the items. So whether it's a candle, get what you can and substitute what you feel you need to. This is going to be a great opportunity. It's going to be groundbreaking and really in the way that we actually do shares here on the remix going forward. So you're going to want to do this. You're also going to want to bring one particular energy item with you. And this is going to be something that makes your energy rise. So it can be, ladies, sisters, it can be your favorite pair of stilettos or shoes that you have, that whenever you put that on, it just kind of makes your energy go up. Fellas, it can be your favorite throwback jersey. It can be a hat that you have, a watch that you have. Sisters, it can be a pair of panties, your nightgown, something that when you put it on, it just makes your energy level go up. That's what I want you to get. So if it's something that makes your energy level go up, I want you to get that as well, too. Also, if you have the opportunity and you have a large foot tub, somewhere where you can actually have a foot tub and put some water in it, I want you to get that as well, too. And bring some of your favorite crystals with you. So if you have some crystals, I want you to bring that. Fellas, for that favorite item, it can be boxers as well. You can get your boxers. If you have some boxers that make you feel good, you can get that as well. Whatever it is, you're going to need to grab that favorite item. So you want to keep that kind of close to you. These are going to be the things that we need so that we can get ready to get into the share. You'll have some time to get these items, to bring them with you. So I do want to encourage you, if you have some opportunity to get that now, we're actually going to be listening to a commercial before we get started. I see people are still kind of gathering themselves and coming in. So we're going to take our time. I know that was a lengthy list. If you didn't look at the remix show that was posted up either on Facebook Or if you didn't see it here, then maybe you're just trying to get these items together now. But either way, I want you to try to get these particular items as well so you can have them kind of close to you. Definitely, you're going to want something to write with. That's going to be key for you as well. Also, we're going to be doing some interacting on Facebook as well. So you want to get yourself logged into Facebook, and you want to go over to the Remix page. I'll pull that up as well, too. And so if you're not a member of the Remix group, that's where you want to go, the Remix group on Facebook. Just type it in, and you're going to see the Remix logo. I want you to go over there because we'll be looking at that board over there and seeing everything that you guys are posting as well. So that's going to be another place that you're going to want to go. This show was brought together by all different things. So I'm going to put that out first. It was brought together by information and knowledge that was learned from us, that was passed on from our mothers, our ancestors, that was given to us through knowledge and information, either through our own personal studies, through books, which, by the way, after the show, probably within 24 hours, we're going to post all the books. So there's going to be this amazing book list that's really going to help you with the cosmic orgasm that's going to be posted over there. So you'll have the names of the books and also the authors, and you'll be able to get it, again, from the Remix page. So if you're not a member of the Remix group, that's where you want to go so you can get that information over there. And so next, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to this radio spot here by another amazing sister that is releasing cosmic orgasms all over the place as well, and that's Sister Rainwater. So she's been a sister very instrumental to me and a lot of my growth, and so we're going to listen to this spot by her, and then we're going to get right into the show. So if you're gathering those items, I want you to go get them close, get them near you, so we can get ready to get into some cosmic orgasms.
It's all rainy outside. I think I'll step out into that, you know. I don't know what you've been told, but it's a good thing to get caught in the rainwater. Sit back, relax, as I start to get into the dream state. All I need now is a dream catcher.
RemixRadio.com proudly presenting you Goddess Rainwater. Goddess Rainwater custom crafts dream makers, which enable you to dream more lucidly so that you can start the process of being conscious within the dream state. Goddess Rainwater dream catchers are one of a kind and built from spirit. Goddess Rainwater uses custom made copper rings and wire weaving for crystals, gemstones, natural feathers, magical herbs, branches, sea glass, shells, as well as other elemental materials onto the web of the dream catcher. So be sure to support Goddess Rainwater while at the same time helping yourself by purchasing a dream catcher. Prices vary, $45 and up depending on size and design. Goddess Rainwater can be reached at arisha.tah@hotmail.com. That's Arisha, DAWTAH@hotmail.com.
All right, everyone. Thank you guys so much for listening. And definitely you want to reach out to Rain, Sister Rainwater, who's joining us in the forum tonight. So now what I want to do at this particular time is we're going to do something really on a cosmic level just to get us kicked off here. And first, what I want to do is for all of the brothers that is in the room tonight, what I want you to do is I want you to put a one in the room. So if you're a brother and you're in the room, I want you to put a one. So, and this is in chat, and everyone is welcome to join in with us over here on chat. Just www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix. The chat room is there. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, you can click the link at the bottom and you can sign yourself up as well. You can sign yourself up as well. So let me have everyone who is a brother go ahead and put a one in the chat room. So a one in the chat room if you're a brother. So let's see where all the brothers are in the chat room there. Excellent, excellent. Let's see. Okay, put a one in the chat room. All right, so all the brothers are putting their ones. And if you are a sister and you're in the chat room, what I want you to do is I want you to put a zero in the chat room. So put a zero in the chat room. So all the sisters, put a zero in the chat room. Yes. All the zeros. All the zeros for the sisters in the chat room. There you go. Excellent. So we have all the brothers who are putting a one in the chat room and all of the sisters who are putting a zero in the chat room. We know that the universe is made off of this particular code. It is the code. It is the one. It is the zero. All of the frequencies and the vibrations coming together. This is why even the number six is just so key, because you have the sperm and the egg coming together in this particular equation here. But I wanted to just identify sort of this energy as we get ready. So what I want you guys to do is we're going to play a song now to just get us in the energy and the mood so that we can actually begin to receive the message that's coming out tonight. For those of you who are just joining, make sure you have those items with you, because you will be needing them here in just a short second as we get ready to get into Big, Big Bang, the cosmic orgasm. And so here we go, everyone. Sit back and relax. What I want is for all the brothers to get on one side of the room, get on the left side, and all the sisters get on the right side of the room. And the sisters are going to dance together, and the brothers are going to dance together. And before the night is over, we're going to have that huge cosmic orgasm. And so, brothers, find your position. So my ones, all the brothers together, and my zeros, which is going to be the O's, the sisters together. And so the sisters are going to be on that side. And the brothers are going to be on the other side. No sneaking, no going on the opposite side. Let me have all my brothers together to raise that masculine energy up tonight. And let me have all my sisters together so we can raise all of that feminine energy up together. And so here we go, everyone. Everyone, let's get ready. All right? Here we go.
I don't wanna lie, I'm gonna take what you're giving, 'cause I know you're willing to take me all the way. You got me right here, combustible, and I can't wait to finally explode. Thanks.
1.7 billion years ago, out of the primordial waters of noon, the darkness, the chaos, came the big, big bang, the bang of love, of unity, that formed the cosmic orgasm.
When the universe was started, there was abundant, unconditional love, the pure essence of beauty, and an infinite friendship between and within sisterhood and brotherhood.
Did you know that the Big Bang created the ultimate and sacred relationship, the cosmic orgasm? Are you in the remix to get yours?
All right, everyone, welcome to the Big, Big Bang, the cosmic orgasm. I'm going to be sort of introducing our next speaker that's going to be coming up. This is a sister that I've been knowing now for quite some time, an amazing sister that I had the opportunity to really begin to work with, on the remix, also to work with just through friendship and sisterhood, and began to build and begin to share things with, as well as also, you know, had the honor and the pleasure of also being able to share some sacred sessions and some Akashic readings with as well. And so I present to you Esther.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. My intention this evening is to share and fully embrace the concept of self-love and being beautiful while focusing on how to do you and how to sell it for real.
And next, who I will be presenting to you is another amazing sister, many like you sisters out there. This sister, again, had a pleasure of working with and learning from and sharing things with, sisterhood with as well, and the honor of also working with her on so many different levels, on an Akashic level as well as a sacred level as well. And so I present to you Kali Moore.
Love, 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 this is Kali Moore. My intent is for you to be touched by your own powers, doing your magic, being your magic, feeling your magic within yourself. I want to take the time out to say thank you, Miss Blue, for allowing me to be able to share what the Spirit has given me along with the Remix family. I always appreciate working with Esther. I call her E.T. I love you both so very much, and the Remix family. And I thank you, Miss Blue and Sister Manya, for all the work that you do and that you share with us so that we continue on our road, knowing our magic, being our magic, doing our magic. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to jump right in and go through what I called Esther's Lessons Learned. We're going to start off talking about how to do you and the ownership of your own responsibility to yourself. And what really made me start off with this is because I was thinking of the whole concept of our friendship. And for women, friendship is really a cornerstone of our relationship. Friends come and go. Your responsibility is to yourself. As women, we tend to look to our girlfriends and those in our support circles to help us make our decisions. Sometimes we do this so often that we find, Ms. Blue, do you want to come on?
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Sometimes we find that we actually tend to rely on our friends for everything. It becomes a crutch in a sense. So while it's perfectly okay for us to go to our friends for feedback and help, there's a time when it can get to be out of hand. When you're in situations where you're not able to think for yourself or make a decision on your own without your girlfriend. Another common trap that women fall into is the category of being dependent on what others will think once we make a decision. Many of us have dealt with this. a situation comes up and you aren't feeling it, but everyone else thinks you should be. You go against what is in your heart because you don't want to face what people will say about you and your choices. A lot of times this occurs in relation to our major life decisions, the things that are very personal to us, such as who we're dating, an issue dealing with our health, a change in our personal surroundings, or something relating to our spiritual path. These are the main things that we should be able to discuss with our friends and receive objective feedback, but many times this is not the case. We tend to hold these things to ourselves or simply follow what you think everyone else thinks you should be doing in that situation. A perfect example of this would be something like a job opportunity. The pay is good, the title is good, but something about it just doesn't feel right. Everybody else is going to tell you to take it. They're going to list what they think are the perceived benefits. And you may decide to take it because it seems like it's the right thing to do because that's what everyone else says. But at the end of the day, you had lingering thoughts telling you not to do it. And those lingering thoughts are going to resurface and cause you to be depressed in the situation. And this happens quite often. We get into relationships or marriages that are unhealthy for us to stay in just because we don't want to face the scorn from others based on us making our own decisions. And so we all have to learn to be open and honest with ourselves about all of our situations, analyzing these situations critically. Go to our friends for feedback and weigh it against our own analysis of the situation. So it's not really shutting your friends out, but it's not allowing them to dictate the choices you make. Because at the end of the day, it's your decision to make it, as you're the one that's going to have to live with it. Freedom comes from following what's in your heart and what feels right in each situation, not from following the directions of others. Up next, I'm going to talk a little bit about self-love. And I really find this topic to be something that's close to me because we all talk about loving ourselves. But what does it really mean when we say that? To love yourself does not mean that you completely overlook your flaws. One critical element of loving yourself is to love yourself completely is that you first have to recognize that you have things that you're very good at and you have things that you're not so good at. It doesn't mean that you get to get a pass at being an asshole or walking or not working on things that you're not good at. And a lot of times I think we get really arrogant. We say, oh, I love everything about myself. It's okay for me to be a bitch. It's okay for me to be this type of way. It's okay for me to be an asshole. And that's not the case, because if you truly love yourself, you're going to identify those weaknesses and work on improving it. Walking around acting like you're perfect and in love with yourself all the time is just as delusional as people who think that they never do anything right. Both of them are delusional forms of thinking. Self-love is very adapting. It evolves. It changes. And we're constantly sifting through the things that we love about ourselves and the things that we don't like. And really the key element is to cultivate the strengths and the things that we're good at and really work on an action plan to address and correct your weaknesses. Tied in with that is kind of this concept that me and Ms. Blue call flipping the switch. And this is really about knowing your signals. So what type of signals are you sending out there? What messages are you sending out there? In our day-to-day interactions with each other, we are constantly sending signals. If a man passes me and he stares me up and down, that's a signal. I may smile back in return. That's a signal. My smile was a signal of interest. The man staring me up and down was a signal of interest. So our signals are both verbal and nonverbal, and it's very critical that we're always aware of those signals that we're sending. As for women, sometimes we send out confusing signals. And I can use the most common example of this would be our clothes. So imagine if you're walking around with a see-through corset on, a pair of skin-tight jeans, and some 3-inch stilettos. Now, that's not hardly an explicit outfit, but let's just say, you know, it's a little out there, it's showing a little much. It leaves something for people to yearn for. While some may see this outfit as hardly being explicit, others will see this as an invitation for certain types of attention. That is one of the signals that's being sent. Now, though it's not the only one, we have to acknowledge that when we wear the outfit, we're going to attract and receive the types of messages that we're sending signals to get. So when you have that type of outfit on, you may get a lot of what we refer to as thirsty dudes trying to holler at you. You may get a lot of people staring at you. You may also meet some guys that you actually like. The point is that the message is a little bit jumbled. You probably don't want all that other attention, but because you're sending a mixed signal, you're going to get mixed responses. Now, clothing is an easy issue to fix, but this happens in far more serious cases than just clothes. If you think about our relationships, how we make ourselves known to people, how we become available, or send messages that we're available. You meet a guy and your intention is to have a serious relationship, but you're sending very strong sexual energy. The guy who's receiving all these signals, he has to try to interpret which one. And so if the sexual energy one is more powerful or more dominant than your relationship one, that's the one that he's probably going to react to. And you really can't blame him because you're sending conflicting signals. So that can lead to a purely sexual relationship, and not everything will wind up disappointing you. So the action step here is really learning how to manage the signals that we send out by flipping that switch either off or on. When we flip the switch, we really isolate a particular message to be sent so that we know exactly what we're communicating. And this goes back to what I mentioned earlier, of really taking accountability of these things, not walking around as if you're some passive participant in this process. We can be aware of our clothes. We can also be aware of those nonverbal messages that we're sending out. And really, at the end of the day, it all comes down to you knowing what you want out of these situations, which, of course, is tied to self-love. Kind of related to that is the concept of crashing and burning. And this is how we learn how to avoid emotional manipulation from others and also stop ourselves from emotionally manipulating people. Our emotions are signals as well. And emotions are just broadly defined as feelings that may affect our behavior. They have both a physiological component and a cognitive component. So you have body changes going on through your emotions, and you also have something occurring in the brain. Emotional manipulation occurs when you intentionally confuse signals for your own benefit. It entails you taking advantage of someone. A common example, playing sick to have somebody take care of you, crying to get the guy to stay, being nice to a guy that you want to, him to buy something for you, starting an argument to get attention. All of this is emotional manipulation. And this can be very detrimental because you may accomplish getting the attention for that time or getting that gift or something of that sort, but in the end, you can end up with very drastic results that make the situation much worse than it already was. The other thing is that when you participate in emotional manipulation, a lot of times it kind of comes back around on you. And so you can't get mad when it happens back to you, especially for us women, because I feel like we are the masters at emotional manipulation. We know how to play that game very well. But then when it happens to us, we're kind of like, oh, no, why? Why did this happen? So there is a level of control, of understanding, and integration that is necessary when you're dealing with your own emotions so that they don't completely dictate the situation. Controlling your emotions doesn't mean that you're neglecting them. It just means that you realize that emotions occur as a response to a situation. They fluctuate and they flow just like energy. You can't and you will not stay angry forever. It will pass. The same thing with jealousy, the same thing with hurt. Therefore, you should try not to make decisions on how to react to someone just based on those fleeting feelings. Okay, so now we're going to shift gears a little bit. We're going to talk about how to feel it for real. So we're talking about emotions and we're talking about these feelings. And now we're going to talk about how we really feel things. The great expectations. And so this is all about managing expectations of ourselves and expectations of other people. We all have expectations in life. When we go to work, we expect to be paid. When we go to the grocery store, we expect it to be filled with food. Our expectations are how we help to predict the future with some certainty. However, when we apply these expectations to some of our personal relationships, they can really create a lot of barriers. We place expectations on our interactions with the opposite sex, expectations of how the relationship should occur, how people should respond. We also place expectations on ourselves, how we feel we should act in certain situations and how we feel we should respond. We beat ourselves up when we don't meet our own expectations. Have you ever talked to an extremely attractive person and completely fumbled your words? Have you ever given a presentation and forgot what you were saying or lost your train of thought? The response you get from other people may be very comforting. They'll kind of tell you, oh, it's okay, don't worry, it happens. But we beat ourselves up so bad after we do things like that. And we all tend to internalize these types of issues. This has to do with us placing these expectations on ourselves. It's typically much more higher than anything anyone else can place on us. And so when it comes to evaluating expectations, the first thing you want to do is ask yourself, how do my expectations influence how I feel about myself? And then how do the expectations influence how you act towards other people? There's three main elements that come to evaluating your expectations. The first is communication. The second is understanding. And the third is empowerment. We communicate our expectations to ourselves and to others. We want to make sure that we're upfront with ourselves and with the people that we're dating or the people that we're entering into friendships with. This may sound a little bit easy, but it's often not done because people assume that others should know what to do in situations. So, for example, if you're dating someone and you feel that you all have passed a certain benchmark and that represents a closer level in a relationship, in your mind, you may feel that y'all should be spending more time with each other. Y'all should talk on the phone more. He needs to come and take you out on Friday and Saturday night. The guy may be completely unaware of this. He doesn't know that these are your expectations. He doesn't know that this is what you are expecting to receive. And so a lot of times this leads to all types of arguments, all types of confusion, simply because there was a lack of communication. And so you have to communicate these expectations. The second portion is really about understanding and understanding the expectations that are given to you or that you place on yourself. Make sure that you are very clear and understand what you are asking. And you also want to be aware of the source of the expectation. Is this something that you are doing for yourself, or is this something that you were doing because someone else told you to do it? If you said that you have a certain expectation of a relationship, a situation, a friendship, then you have to hold yourself to it. You can only be one or the other. If you set these expectations, you have to be accountable to yourself. You can't pretend to be free-flowing one day and not really care, and then all of a sudden the next day you got all these requirements and you wonder why people aren't taking you seriously. Once you kind of get over that learning, begin that understanding of it, you really become empowered. The empowerment happens after you accept the expectations that you have set for yourself and others. So, for example, if your expectation, I'm just going to use something kind of tangible, is that you get a mate and they make six figures and they don't have no kids and they can cook, then you only go look for those types. So you are empowering yourself to find those that meet that criteria. But you have to be careful because that is not a complete cakewalk. You may be extremely lonely with all your expectations. You may find that others are not willing to accept your expectations. And so you have to be very careful in how you set these because they affect you as well, especially if you're holding yourself accountable. So what happens when you don't find someone that meets up to your expectations? What happens when you don't meet up to someone else's expectations? There's a few things you can do. You can leave the situation and move on to somebody else. You can get rid of your expectation and just say, okay, forget about that. I really want to be with this person, so I'm not going to trip on that. Or you can stay with the person and really revise your expectations so that they're fitting the current situation. This kind of becomes an ongoing review process. You want all the expectations that you place on yourself to be very real to you. You want to understand all the elements, and you want to realize that they're going to change over time. You constantly have to evaluate them.
Yes.
All right. So how am I on time, Ms. Blue?
Yes, you are doing wonderful on time.
Awesome.
Still have quite a bit of time to go, so you're good to go.
Okay, great. All right, so my last lesson has to do with beauty and the beast. And this is really the relativity of being beautiful and being ladylike. So we as women, we know all about this. The concept of being beautiful is something that we're kind of taught and had shoved down our throats all our life. What's really important is that we understand that the concept of being beautiful is defined by the individual. There is no set standard. Beauty is relative. So we need to change the way that we perceive beauty as being only external to also incorporating the internal. So being beautiful encapsulates all. Being a good listener is beautiful. Being a good friend is beautiful. Being caring is beautiful. Being compassionate is beautiful. As women, we really focus on our face, our body, our big butt, our smile, our breath. I'm beautiful because I dress a certain way. I'm beautiful because I got my hair done a certain way. I'm beautiful because I'm natural. All of these types of things. And this is great. We get a glow from that feeling. That's feeling very good from head to toe. Men also play a role in defining what is beautiful for women. Have you ever listened to a group of guys when they're describing an attractive woman? Now, some guys will be pleasant and say, oh, she has a nice smile or she's a queen. But I hear a lot of things like, oh, she's thick as hell, she's fine as hell, she's sexy, she's dime. All these things are thrown around. And so women begin to look to men for their approval of what is considered to be beautiful. And so the one thing that I really think that we should all challenge ourselves to do is to think about, do we ever take time to compliment a beautiful personality? Do we ever take time to compliment a beautiful heart? Do we ever take time to really focus on those things that are internal? And it's not to say that our physical accolades are bad, because, of course, they serve a purpose, and there's nothing wrong with loving your body and the elements of your body. But when you fixate on an external factor to define something abstract, it leads to confusion, because women begin to associate only physical attributes with beauty, and when those physical attributes fade, they're left with the parts of themselves that never got any cultivation. And so we really have to learn to be receptive of a more holistic concept of beauty, because we've all conditioned ourselves to only focus on those things that we can see. And I don't want to leave the brothers out, because women, we also play a role in this when we're describing attractive men. We tend to only compliment on the physical aspects of them. Oh, he's built. You know, he looked like he got a big whatever or something like that. So we don't always focus on internal things either. And I know, you know, we tend to know better than anybody that, yes, the personality is also important. Yes, him being caring and having a great heart is also important. And so it's time for us to kind of shift that as well and do the same thing for the brothers, because they need to get that feedback as well. So the action step here really has to do with refining what we consider to be beautiful. It's a personal experience, because it relates completely to you and your individual perspective. In changing our narrowly defined aspect of beauty, it really opens our eyes to see all of the beauty that's present in us and around us. So connected to this concept of beauty is our idea of what it means to be a woman. Just like beauty, what it means to be ladylike has been ingrained in our heads since we were a child. We were taught that as a woman, you're supposed to dress a certain way. You're supposed to speak a certain way. Whether or not you work, you have children, what you do in the bed. You don't want to be too sluttish, but then again, you got to show a little bit of sexuality. And so all of these things are dictated to us through our prejudices, our biases, our family teachings, basically all of society. And the reality is that you dictate what it means to be ladylike, just like with everything else, what it means to be a woman shifts and changes with time. So, for example, for women who are 30 and up, we are told that we need to be married, we should have children, we need to have a house, we need to have a 2.5 car garage. So what does it mean when you hit this age but you're single with no kids and successful? You don't have any of those things. You may experience some cognitive dissonance and wonder whether you're really living up to what it means to be a woman. And this can lead to feeling unappreciated. And it's not just the women that are in that category. It's also the women on the other side, women who are mothers, who are housewives. You experience cognitive dissonance because you also feel some pushback from society saying, well, you need to be your own woman. You need to have a career. And so the one thing that you should notice that's common about both of them is their society don't know what it's talking about, because it's always sending us conflicting messages. And it also makes it seem as though you can't have all of these things. You have to fit into one category. And we all know that we can do all of these things and still feel that love and appreciation of ourselves. So once we listen to this, it can lead to us having conditional love for ourselves. And this is setting up this next section, which I love the title, Keeping Leroy and Rhonda from Within. And Rhonda from Within. This is really taking a look at us on the inside, our conditional love we have for ourselves. So what does conditional love mean? What is conditional? Conditional arguments are those that always contain at least one conditional statement. So that means that there's this relationship that says one thing is either necessary or it's sufficient for another. So I go to the store only when I need food. That means that I have to need food in order for me to go to the store. So it's a necessary and sufficient condition. When we apply that to self-love, what it means is I only love myself when I have my hair done. I only like to look at myself when I wear certain pants. I only feel love when I'm in a relationship. It's these conditional statements that basically imply that we don't have adequate love for ourselves unless we have these other external things. And so the exercise that I came up with tonight is really centered around us kind of exploring this conditional love element. And what I want to look at is what is necessary for you to feel good about yourself, for you to love yourself. In other words, what do you have to feel love? And so I want to give you all some time to get your paper and your pens, because I'm going to have you all do a little bit of writing. Okay. All right, y'all ready? So the first thing you want to do is you want to jot down, and you don't have to jot down a lot of things, just a couple of things, of what is a necessity for you to feel love. Meaning that if you did not have this thing, you would not survive. So, for example, for me, I may say something like, I need the interaction with my family to feel love. I need constant mental stimulation to feel love. These are some of the things it can be. But it can be a variety. You may have very different things. So take a few minutes and write that down. Okay,
definitely.
So after you get that list together, you then want to go through what is sufficient for self-love. So what is just enough but not a necessity? You like having the thing, but if you didn't have it, you wouldn't die without it. So an example for me, I love getting my hair done. It makes me feel good, but I don't need to have my hair done to love myself or to feel good about myself. So this one is, what is just sufficient for self-love? What is just enough but not a necessity? You like having this thing, but you won't die without it. So once you have these things written down, you really want to take some time and analyze both lists. Ideally, you want the first list to be as bare as possible, indicating that you really only need you to feel love. But it may not start out that way. You want to take a look at the things that you just need to feel good about yourself. You don't have to have them. You want to keep an eye on that as well. And really the practice here is that you can take this list, maybe transfer them to some sticky pads, put them on the side of the wall, put them by your bed, put them by your bedroom, in your bathroom, put them in your car, maybe carry them around in your wallet. And whenever you're having those feelings of self-doubt, depression, you're feeling unappreciated, or just not adequate, review that necessity list. And remember that you only need you to feel love. And really the goal for this is for you to realize that much of the way that you view yourself and the world around you, it shapes those internal feelings of self-love. Like I said, we all proclaim that we love ourselves, and we all talk about that. But we don't really take the time to address these conditions that we have for our love, our self-love, the things that make us question ourselves and the things that make us feel unappreciated. And so keeping these lists around, having these things posted, really will give you a sort of an anchor that you can always rely on and go back to. And you can do this exercise as much as you want, because it's very simple, just keeping the list together. And that is all for that. Now it's time for my ritual.
Oh, yeah.
So, for the ritual, oh, yeah, yes, you can post them. You, if you do want to, and I know these are personal, I want these to be really personal lists, but you can definitely post them on the Remix page. That would be really great. And because we can all kind of see the things that we all need to be loved. So that's awesome. Before the ritual, I need you all to go get that item that raises your energy that I told y'all to bring. The ladies, you know, your panties or your shoes, your stilettos, maybe your coat or something. For the fellas, your hat, your watches, your jerseys, go grab that.
Yeah.
And you want to get the pink candle, and go ahead and light that now if you have it. If you don't have the pink candle, don't worry about it. You can do this ritual later when you get it. You can light another candle, too, if you want. the reason for the pink candle is because the pink candle helps to improve self-love, self-esteem. It helps with those positive thoughts towards yourself. It helps with friendship and positive thoughts about others. And so that's why we're using the pink candle.
Yeah.
So the goal of this ritual is for us to capture that feeling that we get from the external item, even when we don't have it on or around. We're really focusing on the shift of energy from the external item back to us. I hope y'all ready.
I think they are definitely, definitely ready to get that one item.
Yes.
You can keep it close to you. It can be whatever. It can be a crystal, pennies, boxers, socks, a pitcher. It can be, you know, it could be whatever you like. Definitely. Definitely, you guys. Yes.
All righty. So we want to take a few deep breaths just to get ready to go into this brief meditation. So let's take three deep breaths. Okay, so you want to close your eyes and get ready to enter into meditation while you're holding the item in your hand. You want to bring to your mind the image of you with this item, wearing it, having it on, having it around you. So get that mental image in your mind. Think about the feeling that you have while you're using that item, while you have the item in your presence. Think about how good you feel. Now, while focusing on the actual item in your mental image, begin to feel that energy pouring back into you that you've placed into the object. Remember that the object is just an object. It has subjective value that you've placed there. And now all of that energy that you put into it, all of those good vibes, that love, that good self-esteem is now returning to you. You're starting to feel that you can feel good and beautiful and worthy and loved with or without the item. You realize that everything around you holds good energy because you placed it there. So spend a few moments there in that place and really soak up that good energy and take it all back in. and then slowly begin to come back. So hopefully you all are feeling awesome now.
Oh, wow. That was great. That was definitely great. That was really, really great, you guys. Definitely, I know some of you are still in your meditation as you continue to go there, where we're continuing with the big, big bang, the cosmic orgasm. And this was really sort of that prelude to get you to that place so you can get ready to release that orgasm. Esther, that was an amazing share. Wonderful things for us to take a look at. So you guys, definitely, you know you want to go back and you want to download this. All of these exercises that we covered here and every single part of them is an opportunity for you to take that look, as we all must do, from an external perspective and bring it inside. This is all about really, really getting yourself in touch with your cosmic orgasm that is being released out into the universe, because ultimately we are that reflection. We are that energy that begins to release itself out. So excellent, excellent. And so next we're going to get our sister Kalimar on the line as she begins to share with us as well.
Yes, Kalimar's got that funky feeling. But I'm here to tell you that funky ain't always good. What happens in younger years may be pleasant and sometimes not. Touching is very important for all humans. Science says one can die without touch, wither away to nothing. What if the touch is pleasant but hurtful at the same time? Why does this happen? Cold water, the touch of darkness. I find out through research that touching is essential to one's very survival. Being lovingly touched by oneself, as well as one's appropriately touched by others, in a manner that brings you comfort and loving embraces to your spirit. When touch is inappropriate, the memories of that touch remains in your cellular conscious memory until you learn to strip away the potency of negative energies that surround this type of touch and enhancing the positive energies to enhance a comfortable, healthy touch to your psyche, body, spirit, and mind. Now, what about slipping in the darkness? Fear. Fear can prevent healing in one's body, mind, and spirit, where it's needed the most. The genitals are a dumping ground for any negativity. Pain and suffering, where the genitals remain in such constant pain that the honest touch of a lover or of self can bring deep-rooted issues to the forefront. This reveals what has happened in the past and is now revealing itself in the constant present. So what can be done about this? One of the things is called bringing self out of darkness into the light. Bringing self out of darkness into the light. Ritual can be done for singles and couples, alone or together. Everything that you are feeling and sensing, hopefully, will be written as a future reference in how to improve your relationship, including with self. Regardless whether or not you have all these items, please still feel free to participate. The ritual tools that are needed is a sacred altar. It can be one that you already have, or it can be one that you want to create. The choice is yours. Two candles, one white, one pink. two handheld mirrors. Two statues, one male, one female, or two pictures of couples. One towel, two essential oils to anoint both candles and the hands, two pens, some paper, two pillows if it's more comfortable for you to sit on the pillows instead of your floor. Be completely naked or down to your bare essentials. Be focused. Use creative visualization and remain open-minded. So if you're ready, let me know. Say yes in the chat room, and we'll continue to the ritual itself.
Yes. Say yes, and you can say yes from no matter where in the cosmos you're listening. We can hear the vibration, and we can feel it. So definitely yes.
Okay. The ritual itself. Anoint both hands and candles with the two essential oils. If you are a couple, light the candles together. If alone, light the candles like you do when you do your rituals. As a couple, sit facing each other, looking into each other's eyes. If alone, close your eyes and visualize a positive partner who's either long distance or someone from the past. The man takes his left hand and places her left hand on her womb. He puts his left hand on top of hers. Both hands are to circulate in a counterclockwise motion to release while breathing in and out of the nose 3 times. Write your feelings and impressions down on paper. If alone, the woman can place her left hand on her womb while visualizing her partner's left hand on hers. Write her feelings and impressions down. The man can place his left hand over his heart, counterclockwise, breathing in and out the nose 3 times, then writing his feelings and impressions, his impressions on paper. Then take both the mirrors. Look at your own individual genitals first and write down your feelings, your emotions, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Ask yourself, what do you think about yourself and your sacred spaces individually? Again, what do you think about yourself and your sacred spaces individually? Then take the mirrors and look at each other's genitals, writing down your feelings, emotions, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If alone, visualize a beautiful relationship, past or present, even long distance, with positive memories. And I do stress positive memories. Questions. What do you see? How does this make you feel? What do you see? How does this make you feel? If past relationships, how did it make you feel then? if in the past, how did it make you feel then? Write down your impressions, your feelings, and emotions on paper. To the woman, how do you feel when he enters you? How do you feel when he enters you and your sacred space? What are your emotions? What are you thinking? If a past relationship, how did you feel when he entered your sacred spaces, your heart, your womb? What were your emotions and feelings then? Write them down on paper. I repeat to the woman, how do you feel when he enters you? What are your emotions? What are you thinking? If a past relationship, how did you feel when he entered your sacred spaces, your heart, your womb? What were your emotions and feelings then? Write them down. To the man, how do you feel when you enter her with your sacred wand? What do you sense? Are you receptive to what is happening or going on in her sacred space right now in this present moment? If past relationship, how did you feel when you entered her? Were you receptive and open to her at that moment in time? Write it down. I repeat to the man, how do you feel when you enter her with your sacred wand? What do you sense? Are you receptive to what is happening or going on in her sacred space right now in this present moment? If a past relationship, how did you feel when you entered her? Were you receptive and open to her at that moment in time? Write it down. Journal your thoughts, feelings, emotions during this healing ritual. Use creative visualization to the fullest. Be open-minded and tuned in to your feelings. Remember, you are the one that charges up and makes your magic and its tools happen. My final note, turning up the light. If you have been hurt, growing up with a lifestyle that you find hard to change because of past situations that left you devastated, this ritual will help you raise your kundalini energy into a level of healing consciousness that will help you enhance your sexual energy in all aspects of your life. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Amazing, wonderful. Thank you so much, Kalimar. Oh, that was amazing, you guys. We are definitely here live in the remix, Big Big Bang, the Cosmic Orgasm, and some more things for you guys to just begin to get yourself into that energy and really just get ready to receive. What we're going to do right now is we're actually going to take sort of a little break here. I think this is a good time. We're going to play this as we get ready to get into sort of the other share. I'll be coming up next, and I'll be speaking to you guys as well. Also, don't forget to go over to Facebook and go to the Remix group. You can post your thoughts and things about the show, maybe even share some of the things that you've come up with. We have so much more to share with you guys here. We're also going to be taking some questions as well, doing a Q&A session coming up here shortly. We have about an hour and 48 minutes left to go in the forum. And so I want you guys to sit back and relax. You are in the remix. Get yourself ready. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about some tribal body art, and some flow magic. We'll be getting into that next right here on The Remix. Right now, we're going to be listening to a little bit of Ghetto Heaven.
Remix family, this is Kalamar. I want to take the time out to introduce a very beautiful and fascinating and powerful host and creator of the Remix show, Miss Blue. Once again, I want to say thank you, chat room, and the whole entire Remix family for supporting each and every one of us. And I send you love, love, love wherever you are. And now, here's Miss Blue.
All right. Yeah, go ahead, Esther.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, yes, welcome, Miss Blue.
Wow, what an amazing share here tonight. I just want to thank both of you again for joining me here. This is something that we've kind of worked on for a while, and you guys really, when I say we haven't even tipped the iceberg of really sort of that big, big bang, the cosmic orgasm that we want to bring to you, know that these sisters have not unleashed that yet. But it is definitely more to come, more to come. I have listened to you guys, and these are the shows that you guys said you wanted to have more of them. And so definitely it was an honor, definitely an honor to share the platform tonight, not only with you guys, but definitely with Esther and as well as Kalamar. And, of course, everybody here in the Remix. So now that you guys gotten yourself all warmed up and you're about ready to just unleash sort of that ultimate cosmic orgasm, I'm going to talk to you about some more ways that you can actually bring this into a releasal. It's going to be a lot of things that you can do, and this is something you can do. It doesn't matter if you're a couple. It doesn't matter if you're just by yourself, but you can do this. And also while doing this, this is also going to help you sort of get yourself prepared or get yourself in that place that you want to be to really touch on all of these things that we talked about. Out of the waters of noon, the primordial waters, is really where this big, big bang has come from. And so this is sort of the perception that we're talking about here tonight. We're talking about really coming out of those primordial waters. We're living in amazing times right now. This is the month of November. And this is a very powerful gateway month. Yes, every single day is a gateway day. We know that. But it's a lot of days of activation that can happen here. While having a conversation with Esther and Kalamar, one of the things that we came up with is that Esther actually kind of did the math, and I believe we have about 8 weeks left in this particular year. We've been doing the countdown. Why is it important? It's important so you can begin to recognize not only where the collective energy is moving, but more important that you begin to set your own intention for where you want that orgasm of your cosmic orgasm to explode for you, where you want that bang to happen. Because we're moving into that time period of that shift. We've been moving there for quite some time. Brother Bobby Hammett talked about this as well on the show Sunday night. But we are now getting to that point that whether you want to release that orgasm or not, it's coming. You see, the universal energy is calling you to release your orgasm. It's calling you. That orgasm is really coming from that place deep within you. You know, that part of yourself that really just gets you in that place when you begin to recognize that great question, that great mystery that have been left here over 13.7 billion years ago. The question of know thyself. And so this time, you can look around at yourself, at all the things that are going on in the world, that's going on where you live, that's going on a national level, and it's calling you to really come into your purpose, that divine purpose. So every day we're living in that moment, but now it's time for us to begin to embrace that. And one of the great ways that I've found that I've been able to embrace this, as well as Kalamar and as well as Esther, it's really to focus on that energy that's happening within your body. This is where we get that as above, so below. So tonight, this is why even at the show, we told you the less clothes, the better. So if you have the proper things that are right there before you, and you can do this in a space where you feel safe and you feel that you're able to express yourself, I want you to do that. Now, we've sort of catered this show really coming from that place of the cosmic womb tonight, and I'm sure you guys could feel that underlying current there going there. But have no fear. I haven't left the brothers out, neither has any of the other sisters, so we'll have a lot of activities for you to do here tonight and a couple of things to take a look at. But first, when we get started, I want to call the attention to all of the sisters who are listening all over the universe. I got a couple of PMs from you guys on Facebook. I know you're listening from the UK. I know you're listening from Iceland. I know you're listening from all parts of Africa, China, Japan. I know you guys are here, okay? Canada, I know you're here. And I thank you, sisters, for being there. This is a question I want to ask. And brothers, I want you to just hold your energy, especially if you're next to your queen, if you're next to your woman at this particular time, because I want her to fully embrace this question. This was a question that a man, an amazing man, asked me. And it sort of kind of took me off guard for a minute, and I began to think about it. And it's so fitting as spirit begins to line itself up. I'm going to pose this question to you, sisters. If you're in the chat room or if you're over on Facebook, we really would love to have your feedback on this so that this can help not only ourselves, but also other women and also other brothers and other men. Okay, so here's the question. Here we go. So, brothers, back off for just a moment if you're next to your queen. But here we go. And if she's not next to you, I want you to just kind of hold your energy just for a moment and allow her. So we're going to go on a visualization little exercise really, really quick. And I'm going to take you to a place. I'm going to take you to a room. So, sisters, you're all in this room and you're all by yourself. So we're all in this individual, very sacred space. You're in this room. It's dark in this room. There's no lights. All the lights are cut off, and it's nice and dark. Now, you don't have on any clothes. You are fully naked. In my audio workbook, there's an exercise that will go amazing with this, and we'll talk about this soon. But right now, you are completely naked. You have no clothes on whatsoever. None. Okay. All right. Somebody's letting me know they're listening from work. Okay. Well, great. So you're completely naked. You're in this room. You're naked and you're in this room. And all of a sudden, while you're naked and you're in this room, you hear the door open. This door opens, and all of a sudden, the lights click on, and there is this man that you have never seen in your life, and he is staring at you while you're naked. Now, hold that thought, sisters. I want you to get into the energy and just imagine that you are standing there, but naked. Okay? No clothes whatsoever. The lights are on, and here is this man. He's standing there, and he is staring at you. First thing I want to know, and I want you to be very, very honest in this answer. When this man begins to look at you, what is the first part of your body that you reach to cover up first? I want you to post your answers. I want you to tell me, what part of your body are you going to try to cover first? Okay, and I'm going to tell you something about these answers, so I want you guys to say that, okay? So I hear everything from I'm going to cover my breasts, my nipples, I'm going to cover, I'm not going to cover nothing. Someone's saying I'm covering my coochie, I'm covering my nipples, I'm covering my boobs and my punani. I'm covering my vajayjay. Somebody said I'm covering his mouth. Okay. Oh. Somebody's saying they're covering their boobs. Oh. see, stomach, boobs, my yoni. Someone said their underarms. Someone said they'll turn around and show them their butt. Someone said they can't cover anything on themselves. Someone said they're going to cover some things on him. I wanted to put this question out here because it really tells us, you know, this was something that Esther was speaking about, and this was something that Kalimar was really getting you into the energy of beginning to understand and feel. Because this shows, how do you define your feminine energy? What makes you a woman? That part of you that is vulnerable, that part of you that you want to cover, that part of you that you connect to yourself that you feel must be hidden. For most women, I can say for myself, at first I thought, ooh, I want to cover my yoni. But then I thought, would I be standing there with my legs open? Really? Not that that would help. I mean, he may could see even with my legs not being open. But then I thought, am I covering my, you know, my breast? You know, what am I doing? You know, what am I really doing? This really, really shows how we defined ourselves as women. As women, what part of ourselves do we define, do we connect with that particular energy and what that means? Particularly when it comes to that reflection, you know, as Esther was talking about, and as well as Kalimar, that reflection from the masculine energy. You know, it says a lot about where our internal energy lies as women. So it's a question for you to begin to ponder. You know, there is no wrong or right answer, but it is something for you to take a look at it. You know, some women who are even more aggressive, and I'll just tell you the psychology behind it, not that I'm saying it's wrong or right, that would say, hey, I'm not covering nothing. You know, what does that say? I'm not going to cover anything. I'm just going to stand there and I'm just going to allow you to see me in this particular, you know, see me in this particular light, you know, to see me in this particular light, to see me in all of my glory, all of my feminine glory. So that's going to bring us to the first exercise that I want to give you guys. And again, you can do this alone, or you can actually begin to do this if you're a couple. I think if you're a couple, this is really, really, this is really a fun exercise to begin to do if you're a couple. I think it's fun. I've done it alone, but I think it's fun if you do it as a couple. So, here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking about tribal body art. And this is an exercise that I'm going to give you the perspective, feminine energy perspective, and then I'm going to give you the masculine energy perspective, and then we're going to talk about some of the symbolism behind it. The first tribal art that we're going to talk about, the tribal body art, is we're going to talk about the face. Because the face is really sort of that mirror into our soul. You can look at a person's face, and it's a lot of science in this where you can actually do oracle readings and you can read people by looking at their face. Not looking at the external beauty to say, oh, I think you're cute, I think you're beautiful, or I think you have pretty eyes, not this kind of thing, but just by the shape of the face. I'm going to tell you guys something really, really cool that you want to do. A lot of you who've had Akashic Record readings from me, and we've kind of went back in the past, you know, one of the things that I tell you is I don't necessarily go in to tell you about your past lives because we have so many, but I do tell you what is impacting you from the past in this incarnation. And a lot of times it does turn out to be you. Some powerful, powerful confirmation, I guess you can say, has come out of the Akashic Record reading. And I've done to date over 20 different countries, and it's just been amazing. But here's something you can do. I want you to take a camera. And for those of us that have all of those smartphones, you can begin to use this smartphone. And I want you to stand there in the mirror, and I want you to take your camera if you don't have somebody to do it. And I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to snap as many times as you can, making different faces and turning from different angles, and I guarantee you, you will catch a glimpse of yourself from the past. Because, see, our face also holds information at a soul level, at an Akashic level within us. So you'll be able to see different things that maybe have come to you in a dream, maybe when you've had your Akashic reading with me, you'll be able to see these things. Some people have even said, oh, you know what, Miss Blue, I did that, and I turned to the left, and I could see myself as a man, or I could see myself as a woman, or I've seen a different, completely different image of myself. So that's one. That's a little fun, powerful exercise that you can begin to do and sort of kind of play with your face and play with the image. Now, here's the other thing that you can do. The other thing that you can actually do. I want you to take, and this is what I use. It's by a company called Aztec Secrets. Aztec Secrets. And it's Indian healing clay. Now, I know you guys have heard of this particular clay. It's nothing new. This is just a clay of my particular choice, but this is a great clay that I want you guys to do. I use it in my hair. I use it on my body. I take baths in it. I use it on my feet. I use it on my face. I use it everywhere. So it's just an excellent clay. And this is what I want you to do. If you're doing this alone, you can begin to do this tribal body art ritual with yourself. And I want you to take it, and I want you to take yourself into a light meditation. Mix up the clay. It has the instructions on the back that you can actually begin to use on your face. And I want you to mix this clay up. And with your fingers, I want you to begin to make a circle. You're going to make a circle with your finger. You're going to go in that circular motion. That circular motion is going to keep you in the energy of connecting with yourself on a real internal level. So you're going to go in a circular motion, and you're going to completely go around and around and around and around and around and around. And then I want you to gently close your eyes. As you're closing your eyes, I want you to take your hand in that paint. And then I want you to begin to paint markings on your face as if you were a warrior. And wherever your finger lies, I want you to begin to paint this on your face. Now, in a minute, I'm going to tell you how to do this as a couple. But I want you to begin to paint these tribal marks all over your face. Paint them all over your face. There's an exercise that I give out a lot of times in the sacred session, and it's really a mirror exercise of beginning to look. Now, once you're done, I don't want you to look into the mirror until you're done. And once you're done, I want you to open your eyes, and I want you to begin to look at your face, stare deep into your face, you know? The face sort of symbolizes what you hide from yourself and also what you hide from the world. But if you look deep, deep within your face with these tribal marks all over your face, you're going to be able to connect with yourself, your inner feelings, you see. Because with our face, we're always looking on the external. We're always looking on the external. We're always looking outside. We're looking at the different attitudes that we have towards parts of our face. So begin to look at that. Look at your eyes. You know, look at your nose, look at your lips, really begin to focus on this and begin to understand, because it's through your face that you're going to understand what is going on within you. Then take some time and really go into a deep meditation and begin to write. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to focus on a couple of questions and ask yourself, what is it? What is it that you're looking at? That you feel you're not connected to. You're going to feel very connected. Like for me, I feel so connected to my lips. I love my lips. I'm very connected to my lips and my eyes. I'm very connected to my eyes and my skin. Find out what you're very, very connected to on your body. Is it your ears? I mean, on your face. Is it your ears? Is it your nose? Is it your eyes? Is it your lips? What is it on your face that you're connected to? This is going to give you insight on the part of yourself that you're not connected with and that part of yourself that you need to get a little bit more intimate with. Now, how you can do this as a couple, you're going to sit next to each other, Indian style. And for sisters, this is where I go back to mouth closed, legs open. We're going to talk about that womb area in just a moment. I won't go there just yet. But I want you to sit and I want you to begin to look at your partner. Look at your mate. Look at your man. And brothers, look at your sisters. Look at your, not your sister, look at your queen. And I want each of you to have your own bowls. And I want you to take some time to paint these tribal marks on your man. Paint them on his face. Paint them. Paint them with love. Paint them what you're seeing. Paint them. Paint them. And if you don't have a man, I've already given out that exercise of how you can do this individually. So you can always go back and download. So this is not about telling you to have a man or a woman. You can do this alone as well. But now here is the part that will go with couples. So paint these markings on your man. Paint it on his face. You know, take your time and really do this. You know, back in ancient times, a lot of people used to think that the tribal marks and the colors that they use were just to really ward off different spirits or to scare their components of what they're doing. But there's a lot of different meridians that are in your face. And the different meridians that are in your face, not only are they connected to different organs that lie within our bodies, but they're also connected to different energies that lie within you. So you can look at different things that are on your face. So whether you have birthmarks on your face, whether you have a scar on your face, you know, whatever is going on your face, I want you to begin to look at this. See where you're writing or putting these tribal marks on your man. And brothers, see where you're marking these tribal marks on your women. See where you're doing this. See where you're doing this. I don't want you to think about cultures. I don't want you to think about history. I want you to really get into the energy, and I want you to begin to express that energy to your partner. Let the mask dry. Let it dry to be able to see it. Spend some time really just kind of looking at each other, sort of in this tribal mode that you've created with each other, and getting in touch with those inner feelings. See that reflection, because often we don't see the reflection of how the world sees us. And again, we're not talking from a surface level again. We're talking on that internal level. So this is something that you can actually begin to get into. And you can do this as a couple and really get into that energy. Take some time to do some writing. One of the things that's always good whenever you finish doing this is you want to always write with your dominant hand. And you always want to answer with your non-dominant hand. Because that's going to give you an opportunity to slow down and think about what is going on. It's going to give you that opportunity. And for us sisters, that's why mouth closed, legs open is so important. It's so important because we can actually begin to receive energy. We can begin to speak through our wombs, through our yonis. They can really pick up energy, pick up messages through there. So next, we're going to continue on and we're going to talk about some more tribal art. We're going to go to the sisters again. And this time, we're going to talk about the breast. And don't worry, fellas, we're going to get to you in just a moment, but we're going to talk about the breasts. Now, one of the things that this is another tribal exercise that you can do, and this is going to be very, very key for women. You can do this again. You can do this by yourself, or if you have that special man in your life, you know, that's close to you, you can do this as well. So at first, I'm going to give this out individually. And then I'm going to give it out as a couple as well. So now, the first thing that we're going to talk about is this, is the breasts. So let's talk about the breasts, because what's important about the breasts is the breasts is really the breast is really how we lead with women. This is how we lead. We lead ourselves. The first thing that you see coming is our breasts. We are about nurturers. We are about lovers. And we are here to really sort of kind of encompass that and give out that nurturing lovingness to the world. So our breasts stand out. That's why they stand out, because we are the nurturers of the world. We are the ones who come forth in the world to really begin to bring this energy on. So the breasts are important. Breast health is very, very important, because our breasts hold energy. They hold a lot of energy as women. That's why typically some of the issues that we suffer from as women is issues with our breasts, whether it be breast cancer or having some issues with our breasts. For some women, we've become so disconnected with our breasts that we actually feel that our breasts is really not really a part of our body, especially women who may have nursed. They feel like their breasts can no longer belong to our men, that this thing that we call breasts, we become so sensitive, we don't even want men touching it. We sort of disconnected sort of our internal self with a part of our own bodies. So it's important that we really get into the energy that we can become comfortable with our breasts. I'll take you back to the exercise that we did at the beginning, standing in the room butt naked. I guarantee you, 9 out of 10 sisters is going to cover their breasts. Our breasts is something that most men really love. Most men will tell you they are breast men. They love breasts. You see, and most women, 9 times out of 10, don't want you fooling too much with the breasts. It's a very sensitive part. The breast is also tied to the uterus. So this is key here, and I know most women know this, but if you've never had given birth to a physical baby, it doesn't mean that you haven't given birth, but you have given birth, but maybe not to a physical child. You know that your breast, by nursing your baby, this causes the uterus to contract. There is also an exercise called the deer ritual, where you rotate the energy on your breast, and you can actually make your cycle come on, and you can actually rotate it counterclockwise, and it will make your cycle go off. It will make your cycle come on, and it'll make your cycle come off. So you can actually control what is going on in the breasts and the uterus. You can control that. They are connected together. So if you're a woman and you're out there and you're sensitive to your breasts being touched, know that you're also sensitive to your uterus, to your womb. They are connected. They are very much connected. So here's an exercise here that not only is going to keep you healthy on the inside with your breast health, but it's also going to help you keep in touch with your breasts. Okay? So now, what you're going to need is you're actually going to need some liquid iodine. And the reason you're going to use some liquid iodine is because the breasts also soaks in iodine. It takes in iodine. This is one of the organs on the bottom body that actually sucks in iodine. Now, iodine really helps with a lot of things. It helps to relax mood swings. If you're having any type of mood swings, you can have iodine. Your iodine is off. And us as people, because of our diets and because we're all going so holistic and we're doing certain things, we don't get enough iodine, men or women. So I'm going to talk about the brothers in just a moment. But iodine also helps to remove toxins from the body, such as fluoride and chlorine, different toxins. It also helps to get different metals, heavy metals out of the body, mercury, lead. It gets all of these things out of your body. Iodine does. Most people think that they're actually allergic to iodine. They'll get it on their skin and they'll break out in a rash. But it's not really a rash that you're getting. What is happening is that your body is actually detoxifying and pulling lead. It's pulling heavy metals. It's pulling all of that fluoride from toothbrush out of your body. It's also pulling out chlorine and other toxins that are stuck within your body. So now, what you can do as a tribal body art is you're going to take your bottle of liquid iodine and you're going to charge it up. Because anything liquid, and if you study any of the works of Dr. Emoto and study those works of our ancestors, when it comes to liquid and understanding what energy can actually be coming in through liquid, it can be programmed. So you want to charge this iodine up. Charge it up with whatever, love and healing, protection. You know, you want to detoxification. You know, you're going to charge it up with all of these things that you want to charge it up with. And then what I want you to do, if you're going to do this alone, I want you to take that iodine. You know how it gives you the little fluffy ball on the end and it looks like a Q-tip? And I want you to stick that iodine, liquid iodine in there, and I want you to go stand in front of the mirror, and I want you to begin to draw different symbols and signs on your breast with the iodine. So you can make the symbol of a triangle, which is representative of the Trinity, the symbol for spirit and higher realms, tapping into that energy. A circle on there, which is for beauty, harmony, balance, and wholeness. It's that feminine symbol. You can put the star on there. The star is on there for the light and insight. You can do a six-pointed star, which is for the symbol of the soul. You can do that. Write all of those things on the breast, all of those. And if you want to do this with your man, you can, or your mate, you can have him write and draw these symbols. Let him write those symbols on there. Let him put his name on there. Let him put your name on there, on the breast. And you know what's going to happen? When you watch that, just like magic, and you guys know I love magic. You know I love the woo-woo. If your breast is lacking that iodine, it's going to suck it up immediately. It's going to go straight into the breast tissue. The breast cells have the ability to take what it needs. So you don't have to worry about putting too much or too less. It's going to suck in what it needs. It's going to suck all of that in to your breast. Yes, it is. So that's definitely, sisters, how you're going to help support your breast health by putting this on there. You can do the science on this. I'm not telling you something that I don't know. And for those of you who also know, I am not a medical doctor, but I am a holistic practitioner. Coupled by all of those other things of tapping into knowing your magic, these are the things that you can do. So begin to get that iodine, and you can do that. So now let's flip it. We're going to talk to the brothers for just a moment. And we're going to talk about how the brothers can begin to use this iodine too. Because not only does iodine really help support healthy breast tissue, but it's also good for the prostate, it's good for the penis, and it's also good for the ovaries. So now, fellas, what you can do is you're going to begin, and you're going to take, if you have your woman, you can have her do it. And you can have her take that iodine, and you can have her begin to just draw on your penis, on your prostate and really begin to wrap this iodine around there. You know, the penis is really sort of that symbol of power. You know, we're going to talk about that as well. And you can actually draw a symbol of a wand on there, sort of like a magical wand. You can write your name on there. You can draw hearts on there. You can put the star on there, and you can begin to do this. Brothers, if you don't have a woman, you can begin to do it yourself. Same thing. The penis and the prostate is going to take in what it needs. It's going to suck up the iodine that it needs to support these particular areas. These are some areas, and we're going to talk about why these particular areas are susceptible to things going on in our body, because they carry certain energy that is in the breast, certain energy that is in the ovary, certain energy that's in the prostate, certain energy that's on the penis. So this is why this is going to be key. So you can begin to do that and really just play around with those different signs and symbols. So that's going to be some more tribal body art that you can actually begin to work with. So we doing all right? We doing all right, everybody. We're working along, and we still have plenty of time left to go, which is really a good thing. So now what we're going to talk about first is we're actually going to go ahead and we're going to talk about the uterus. We're going to talk about the uterus because we know out of those primordial waters, out of the waters of noon, you know, where the chaos comes from. Out of those waters, this is where things are birthed. And so we're going to talk about the uterus. This is also the place of where all of this cosmic orgasm energy comes out of. We're going to talk about this. And talk about sort of the symbolism of the uterus itself. The uterus, a lot of times when it comes to Western medicine, it's a part of a woman that they feel can be taken and can be thrown away. But I have some good news for my sisters here, as well as the brothers. Know that even though the physical uterus may have been removed from some of you sisters, know that the energy of the uterus is still there. The body is a self-regenerating organism. And so it will automatically regenerate, maybe not in all cases the physical organ again, but it will regenerate the energy again. So you never are without a uterus. So get that thought out of your mind. First and foremost, because sometimes when I'm in sessions with sisters and they'll say, oh, well, I had part of my uterus gone, and so, you know, or I no longer have a uterus, that's foolishness. That's insane. You still have a uterus, okay? You still have that energy of the uterus. And let me tell you why, and let me tell you how you know you have this energy of the uterus. And for our brothers, I don't want to leave you out any either, because you carry the energy of the uterus with you, because you came out of the uterus. The uterus is where and how you nurture creativity. So I want us all to stop and think about this for a minute. The uterus is where you nurture and really how you nurture creativity, your creativity in your life. So for just a moment, I'm going to talk to the sisters. Brothers, be supportive. I'm going to get to the penis and all that other stuff in just a moment. But let's talk about the uterus. And here's the question. How you hold and also how you protect what's in that uterus, whether that's a baby, whether that's a seed, or whether that's an idea. The uterus. This is the role that the uterus plays. How you hold this energy. Everything that has been created, it needs a couple of things in order for that to happen. The number one thing that it needs is it needs a safe and secure place to grow. So this is why I say mouth closed, legs open. The uterus, any thoughts that you have that you want to birth into this reality? Any ideas, any seeds, any babies? You have to have your mouth closed and your legs open, because it has to come in through the uterus. It's important. Kalimar talked about this, taking the mirror and getting in touch with that intimate part of yourself, your creation seat. The creation seat, getting in touch with your creation seat. You must get in touch with that. If you are having problems birthing ideas into this reality, if you are unable to create, you cease to exist. That literally means you are in the state of dying. You don't believe it? Anytime you find yourself not creating, I promise you, you're going to feel some energy on your ass that's going to be hard to shake, because you got to create. You have to. Every single one of us, whether we're male or whether we're female, you have to create. I just changed the terminology so our brothers can understand this, so that our brothers can also understand this. Brothers, you have to father. You have to lay seeds, whether those are seeds of creation, whether they are seeds, physical seeds that turn into a baby, or whether they're seeds of ideas. You have got to create just like we do. You have to father. You have to release your seeds. Sisters, you have to create. Mouth closed, legs open. Sisters, you have to open your legs. So now, everything needs a safe place to grow. You have to have that. It has to have a safe place to grow. And everything needs food and everything needs water. So what is this symbolic of? This is symbolic that every idea and every seed, every baby needs to be developed. Nothing can grow without it being developed. Again, if you have difficulty bringing your ideas into fruition, know that you're having issues with your uterus. This is why even when I'm doing the sacred session, I do body scans. You know why? Because I can always tell. The body will never lie. This is why that song, Body Talk, Talk to Me Body, is so important. Your body is going to talk to you. And sometimes, quite frankly, it is slapping the hell out of us. Your body will talk to you. It's going to tell you what is going on, what you need to be focused on, where that energy needs to go. Now, you may not know how to nurture your ideas into life, because sometimes that is the key. Sometimes we don't know how. How do I do this? How am I going to bring this into play? You know? So what happens as a result of that? And sisters, you can attest to this. When we don't know how to nurture our ideas, we have miscarriages. We end up having abortions. We end up having stillbirths. Because we don't know how to nurture these ideas into existence. This is key. We end up having these things happen to us as a result. And for our brothers, sometimes it shows itself up in the form of pre-ejaculation. Sometimes it so shows itself up in the form of becoming impotent. Sometimes it shows itself up in the form of not being able to release. It shows itself up in these particular areas in our body. This is what happens in this. So many times we have these thoughts. we have these particular ideas, and we're not able to nurture these ideas, so we have a miscarriage. We lose it. We lose the seeds. We lose the idea. We lose it. We have abortions. We get rid of it. We throw the idea away. We throw the baby away. We throw the seed away. We have stillbirths. So it's birth, but it's not alive. It can't live. It can't function because it didn't get enough food. It didn't get enough nurturing. It didn't get enough love. It didn't get enough of who we are. We didn't get enough of it. And so it happens. It cannot live. You understand? It cannot live. We wasn't able to cultivate it. And so this is not a one-sided story. Because this is why also some of our very young brothers are having problems with their testicles and problems with their prostate as well. This is the part of the body that holds this vibration. It has all to do with creativity in this particular body. So what has to happen in order for us to begin to bring these ideas that we want to, where we want to bring them and bring them into this reality, to have them come to pass, to have them be birthed, to have them be created? The first thing, we have to begin to research. Research. Research within ourselves to see what is needed. What is needed for me to cultivate this idea? What is needed for me to cultivate this? What is needed for me to do this? What is truly needed for me? Sometimes what happens when we get tapping into our creativity, we're only tapping into the idea of it. You know how somebody may have said to you, I remember when I was young and someone said to me when I had that first love, are you in love? Are you just in love with the idea of being in love? And I thought, what? Huh? You know, what are you saying? So this is what happens with our creativity. We get so caught up in the idea of being creative that it becomes just a damn idea. So it never goes to the point, it never gets nurtured, it never gets cultivated, it doesn't get the food it needs, it doesn't get the water it needs, it doesn't get the time it needs, it doesn't get the love it needs, and so therefore it never happens. It's like waiting to have the orgasm. Where is it? It's not coming. That feeling of being in that space and just having it drop? Wow. Wow. So that's what happens a lot of time. We become in love with the idea. We become in love with the idea of having ideas, of being creative. But again, I'll say what I said at the beginning, is that we're in these times that really the energy, the conscious energy on the planet, is pushing us towards giving birth, bringing that seed, bringing that baby, bringing that idea into creation. It's forcing you to do it. You understand? Or you're going to suffer those hardships. You're going to suffer those hardships of miscarriages, of abortion, of stillbirths, of not being able to come, not being able to have the orgasm. So, how do you overcome this? One of the things that has been able to help me is the first thing, and I'm going to talk about from the sister's point of view. You have to be able to receive and learn what is needed. And I'm not talking about learning what is needed from an external perspective. I'm talking about learning what is needed from within. These were some of the things that Esther talked about and Kalimar really, really hit home on. Learn what is needed, not being afraid to touch, to feel, to understand who you are, not who your man is, not who your children are, not who your friends are, not who the people are around you, not the people you hate, not the people you dislike, but understand who you are. Being able to receive that energy that comes from within the higher self and really tap into that. Take some time. Here's a meditation that I often do. And for those of you who have not purchased the audio workbook, I cannot tell you how amazing that audio workbook is. Not because I say so, but because hundreds around the world say so. There's a part in there where I teach you and show you how I learned how to do this, how to get naked. Because getting naked is so important, particularly for us as women. We must get naked. Men, you must get naked. And for sisters, sitting in that position, legs crossed, open, legs open, mouth closed, going within, opening up your cosmic womb, your cosmic universe to the divine universe. And really tapping into those different levels of consciousness, that's one of the most powerful portals that we have. We have access to a realm that we can tap into instantly. Instantly, we can tap into that realm. Instantly. So getting naked and really begin to do that and ask yourself the question, what areas in your life are you frustrated in? Really begin to look at those areas where you're frustrating. You know, the power of the uterus. The uterus can actually speak to you. The uterus can actually speak to you. And for brothers, your sisters, after you get into that energy of what is called your womb wisdom, and what is a must? What is a must for every single person on this planet is Sacred Woman by Queen Afua. It is a must. A definite must. Buy it as a gift, brother, for a sister you know. It is a must. It doesn't matter where her consciousness is. This is a must. Now, by the way, we are definitely going to have a book list, and we're going to put them all over there. So I don't want to start getting into some of the books where we're getting some of this information and some of it's getting out, but know that you'll have a list where you can actually go get these things, including the audio workbook, which I'll tell you that as well. So it is definitely a must for you getting in touch with yourself, getting in touch with that womb wisdom, tapping into it, because your uterus can actually speak to you. Some of the questions you want to begin to ask yourself: what is getting in the way of you developing your ideas? What is getting in the way? Are you failing to protect these particular ideas? Because what's also important, because sometimes why we have sort of these abortions or miscarriages is because we get a damn idea and we want to go shouting it to the world before we've taken the time to even go within and begin to nurture and begin to even understand and cultivate the energy within ourselves. So it's about how you also protect that seed too. Because remember, every seed, every baby, every idea needs a safe place to go. A safe place to go. So you have to ask yourself a question. Are you giving them away too quickly? Are you giving them away too quickly? And for brothers, are you ejaculating too quickly? Are you giving away your seeds too quickly? And also, ultimately, what we can do as women is ask your uterus, what is needed in order to bring these ideas into creation from the world? What is needed? What is needed? The creation seed is a very, very powerful point. Again, write these questions. Write these questions with your dominant hand, and then what you want to do is you want to answer them with your non-dominant hand, because it's going to force you to tap into that energy so you're thinking and you're not just spontaneously ejaculating all over yourself and writing something really hot and sexy down just because it sounds good. Last but not least, the question that everyone should be asking themselves, is there anything else I need to know? You can just sit in the morning when I have my naked time and I ask my womb, my yoni, whatever we want to call it, our pussy, whatever, is there anything else that I need to know? What else do I need to know here? It will tell you. It will tell you that energy. It will tell you. And definitely cannot forget to mention the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, in which I've learned a lot about the yoni, the vajayjay, whatever we want to call it from, another powerful sister that comes on the remix as well. So now we're going to talk about the brothers for just a moment, because I think it's fitting if we talked about the womb, the uterus, before we go into the womb. We need to definitely talk about the penis, and we're going to talk about the prostate. Now, that creation seat for the men is that area of the penis, the prostate, and the penis and the prostate. Let's talk about those. So the penis represents, for men, power, creativity, and self-image. Power, creativity, and self-image. Do you see the correlation here? There is a correlation. It's always that balance there. It really is this question that you can begin to ask yourself, and brothers, you can do this exercise as well. Sisters, you know, I told you guys we sit with our legs Indian style, legs open, mouth closed. Men, you can sit Indian style so your penis is out, so you can begin to take a look at this as well too. So now, you can take a look at your phallus, whatever you want to call it. I know you guys just want me to say the D word, and maybe I will before I get off, but right now you understand what I'm saying. So whatever you want to call that, it really represents power, creativity, and also your self-image. Do you feel secure about yourself? This is a question you have to begin to ask yourself. When you're expressing your power and your creativity, are you able to father things into this reality? Are you able to do it? Or are you self-sabotaging yourself? Because this is something a lot of brothers do. This stems back to that point of creation. Get in touch with the magic stick. I like that. Get in touch with the magic stick. If you're self-sabotaging yourself, I guarantee you need to take a look at your phallus, your creation seat. If you have insecurities, that's holding you back, because this is the area of creativity. This is the area where the self-doubt comes into play. If you're worried about whether or not you can creatively express yourself, and if you're good enough, if you're doing things right enough and you're having problems expressing that, it has to do with this particular area. Do you feel empowered? How empowered do you feel? Now, these two kind of go hand in hand for you fellas in this particular area. The prostate gland. Now, what's interesting is that the prostate gland, what it does is it holds, it's sort of the protection of your creative ideas. Quite interesting when I found this out. The prostate gland really represents how you protect your ideas. If you're always worried that something you do, somebody's going to steal it from you, they're going to take it from you, if you're worried about that, take a look at your prostate. Make sure you're not having prostate issues. If you're really taking a look on how to protect everything about yourself, everything that you're doing, fellas, take a look at your prostate. It's there. Are you holding on to ideas because of fear, because you think somebody is going to steal something from you? They're going to take it from you? You're setting up yourself for issues, to have problems in the area of your prostate. This is where this energy resides within side of our body. So it's time for you to examine the way you feel about your creative ideas. How do you feel about your creative ideas? You know, this is why even mostly, most of all of our melanin brothers are subject to some form of prostate cancer. Because so much about what you guys had to do was about that protection of not only how you protected yourself, but your family, your communities, the people around you. Protecting your creative ideas, feeling like everything has been stolen from you, taken from you, used from you. You have to release this energy of this. You have to, by using what I call magical statements, to really know that you're creative enough that you can release whatever it is that you have and not worry about it being stolen. Really taking those necessary steps, whatever it is, and I tell this to a lot of my brothers and sisters, particularly brothers who are doing music, they're into entertainment, they're doing rapping, or maybe they're writing a book, protect your stuff. Because it's natural instinct to worry about people taking things from you. So whether that's your ideas, whether it's something you said, whether it's something you came up with, or whether it's something you did, you're always worried about it. It's setting up this energy in your prostate. It's about protecting your ideas, protecting that self-image of yourself, protecting how you express your ideas to others, how you express yourself to others. We talk about women holding back energy and being so emotional. You brothers have a tendency to hold back how you express yourself truly. This is where that expression comes from. Do you have the balls to say what you need to say? And as a man, as a brother, you need to do it. Because holding on to it is really destroying you. It's really destroying. How do you express yourself? Do you feel empowered? All of this goes back to the penis, and it goes back to the prostate. So women, sometimes I know it's hard. I know it's hard because brothers can come at you so hard. But sometimes you just got to let they ass have it. They got to express it. A lot of times they're working in environments, they're working on a job, and they cannot creatively express themselves. They cannot be able to express themselves how they want to talk. And sometimes they come home and they throw all of that BS in our face. We don't deserve it, and I'm not telling you that. That's why abuse is at an all-time high. So is prostate cancer, because these two go hand in hand. They go hand in hand, and it's important that you express yourself. It's important, brothers, that you get in touch with your penis, and not for the just the point of ejaculating in a womb. That you actually get in touch with your penis and understand that that represents how you express yourself. So I ask you, brothers, the same question I ask these sisters. But I'm going to twist this question around just a little bit so you can understand where I'm coming from. You're in a room. It's all dark. You're butt naked. Completely naked. Lights are all off. The lights come on, and standing before you is a group of women. What part of your damn body are you going to cover? Oh. What part of your body? Don't play like y'all can't hear me, brothers. Don't play like you lost sound. Please don't play like you lost sound. Please don't. Please don't act like you lost sound. Because if you did, I'm going to say it again, because I want to make sure that each and every one of you heard exactly what I said, okay? Because I noticed as soon as I said that question, all the brothers couldn't hear no more in the chat room. So I'm going to make sure that we get this out into the universe and that you guys can hear it nice and clear. Brothers, you're in the room. You're completely naked. And then all of a sudden, lights out, the lights get cut back on, and all of a sudden, standing before you is a group of women. What are you going to do? I want you to post your ideas. If you're bold enough, if you got enough intestinal fortitude, I want you to post it on the Facebook page, but you can also post it here as well. What part are you going to cover up? What are you going to say standing there butt naked with a group of women? What are you going to do? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? What are you going to do? Yeah. Okay, put your hands in the air. Somebody said what? What? Who what? Who the what? Someone said my pee-pee. Yo, pee-pee. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are too much. But it's a question to begin to think about. Somebody said, I'm going to say what's up. Someone said, cover my beer gut and let it all hang out. Y'all are crazy. Cover my beer gut and let it all hang out. Oh, take your Superman pose. Okay, okay. Oh. Y'all are too much. Y'all are too much. Well, good. Good to know that we have some brothers here that are pretty much doing healthy. Now, this is not everything to do with this, but this has a lot to do with how the penis, it's how it represents sort of power, creativity, and self-image. the prostate gland really has a lot to do with how you protect those creative ideas. So I want you guys to begin to take a look at that, because that's some real serious energy right there as well. So next, we're going to go on to the womb. And then after we talk about the womb, we're going to talk about the hands, and we're going to talk about the feet, and then we're going to open it up for questions. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call once you get on the phone as well. Y'all are too much. Y'all are really too much, okay? So now we're going to talk about the womb and what the womb represents. We talked about the uterus, and so now we're going to talk about the womb. the big, big bang, the cosmic orgasm, that's what we're talking about here tonight. And so now we're going to talk about the womb, because the womb or the vagina, it really represents the passage of creativity. You know, so it's about being open. And I think we touched on this already, but I'll go over this for the sisters again as well, too. It really is about being open. It's about the mouth closed, you know, legs open. It's about being open. It's about fully expressing and the experience of your creativity, you know. Whenever this particular energy is blocked, a lot of frustration goes on. You know, a lot of frustration goes on. And sometimes what happens, if you're an artist, if you're a singer, if you're a writer or a parent, or you're trying to tap into creativity energy, what happens is you can find out if your womb area, your vajayjay, as we say, is blocked. If that particular area is blocked. This is about you not being open. If you find yourself hard to receive information and ideas and tapping into that inner voice within, this area is blocked, you know? So again, the question you're going to have to ask is, what has to be open, or what do you have to be open to in order for you to begin to get into creating? Because the vagina represents the passage of the creativity. This is the passage area of creativity. And in order for us to live, you have to create. So again, you want to begin to write those questions with yourself and begin to do that. All of the exercises, all of the tribal body art is really getting you in touch with that area. In fact, what you can actually do is you can also do the sign, the body tribal art, around your ovary areas, just where your ovaries will sit, and you can actually put that there as well, too. But this is about doing those exercises that Esther gave out, those exercises that Kalimar gave out, the mirror exercises, begin to getting in touch with yourself, looking at your womb, speaking to your womb, talking to your womb. In the holistic readings, one of the things that I give out is an exercise that I call womb talk. And so I'm going to give it out to you guys. And this is a practice, because really it's about getting into the practice and having this alchemy is where you're going to go. And doing this womb practice, it's really about healing, really healing our other heart. Because as women, we have two hearts. We have a heart in our chest, and our womb is also our heart as well, too. So we have two hearts. Know that. And so getting into womb talk practice, what you'll do is you'll begin to discover things about yourself. What you're going to do is you're actually going to do a couple of, take a couple of deep breaths, nice and slow, in and out. For those of you who've had sacred sessions with me and also Akashic Record readings, I've given you breathing tonics as well, your unique pattern that is connected with you on an Akashic level. You can do that as well, but what you're going to do is you're going to begin to breathe into your womb. And I'll tell you how to do this as a couple. Once you begin to feel comfortable with this, you can do this with your man, but you're going to begin to breathe into your womb. And as you're breathing into your womb, one of the things you want to do is you want to take and place your left hand, because the left hand is for receiving. You're going to take your left hand and you're going to place it over your womb. And as you place your hand over your womb, you're going to begin to speak to her and ask her questions. The first thing you're going to ask her is you're going to ask your womb, how does she feel? How does she feel? Ask her how she feels. After you begin to ask her how she feels, ask what she's suffering from. You know, is she suffering from emotion, sexual, you know, some sort of sexual problems or physical abuse? Ask her what she's suffering from. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to listen to what your womb sounds like. A lot of us women, you know, men play with themselves all the time. They start out as young boys really being encouraged to play with themselves. So they're pretty comfortable with playing with themselves. But women, we really are taught to really shun that part of our body, and that is something that shouldn't be touched. You know, like Kalimar talked about, or something we don't need to do. But we need to begin to get into that place that we can feel comfortable with touching ourselves, you know. So by taking your left hand, the receiving hand, and placing it over your womb, listen to your womb. Find out what it sounds like. Listen to it. And once you become comfortable with this, because you really want to do some journaling on this too. You want to take some time and begin to reflect on it while you're still breathing in and out, and begin to listen to what your womb is telling you. Begin to take those thoughts and write them down on paper as well too, and begin to keep doing this, you know? And also, you can also do this for your man as well. You can actually have him take his hand and place it over your womb and ask him what he's receiving as well too. And so you guys can actually do this. So women, you can do it with, reverse it and place your hand over your partner's phallus, you know, place it over his penis and begin to do that with him. And you guys can do this with each other when you feel comfortable. But first, it's important that you get in touch with your womb. Ask your womb what her name is. There's a lot of this that goes on in Queen Afua books, and she talks about this. Ask your womb what her name is. Give her a name. You know, men give their name penises all the time. They are always naming their penis, whether they want to call it Bill, they want to call him Johnny. They got all kinds of names for their penises. And women, a lot of times, we don't have any names for our womb. It's almost like we cannot speak to it. But the womb has a mind of her own, that higher mind that connects on a universal level, that's really coming out of those waters of noon and really understanding that. So it's important that you get into that energy and begin to understand that energy of speaking to your womb and recognizing what it is. And naming that energy as well. And, you know, then, you know, sort of kind of take you a nice hot bath, light you some candles. Those who've had a sacred session, you can do one of the bath elixirs with it and do the ritual that goes along with it and begin to do that. But it's important that you get into that energy of really doing the practice of talking to your womb, of talking to your womb. So now let's take a look and see how much time we have here. Again, we have about 25 minutes. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, because we will take that last hour and take some questions and get some feedback from you guys. So it's a good time to go ahead and get on the phone lines right now, while if you can, and call in and definitely get on the phone line. Okay, so next what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the feet, and we're going to also kind of skim over and talk about the hands, because the feet and hand play a very important role in everything that we do as well, too. We know that in ancient Kemetic times, or even when you begin to take a look at the goddess Nut and sort of how she's always depicted with her hands and her feet and her body in the arch position with her feet planted on the ground. And something that was shown to me, that actually Siba Haru, who studies the Kemetic science, said that when you look at any of the pictures of the ancient Kemets, Kenites, what you notice is that they have huge feet. The reason for the huge feet is symbolic of showing how grounded they are, how centered they are, of being planted and balanced in what they were doing. So that has a lot to do with the feet. It has a lot to do with the feet. So the goddess Nut, her hands and feet, you see them touching the earth. The hands and feet, you know, the hands are really is really connected with action. You know, action, you know, has a lot to do with the possibilities of transformation. You know, whether that's transforming karma energy or whether that's transforming anything negative, the hands have the possibility, is symbolic of being able to represent that as well. The feet represent the form in which you receive. You know, it has a lot to do with that. It has a lot to do with sort of actions of the past that really go into that as well, too. These two qualities, when you take a look at them, you take a look at the hands and you take a look at the feet, it really represents pure energy, pure energy. Now, here's another ritual that you can actually do as well, and this one is going to involve the feet and also is going to involve trees. Lately, we've been talking about sort of our connection to nature and particularly trees, because we know trees is that gateway, and we are a gateway ourselves as well, too. But we're going to talk about this connection because we have a very, very interesting connection between ourselves and also trees. And one of the things that's very, very interesting about trees and ourselves, we give off carbon monoxide, trees take it in. Trees give off oxygen, we breathe in oxygen. So we have this very loving relationships, connections with trees. So, you know, when Brother Panic was talking about the trees and really going out and really kind of getting a tree, adopting a tree, you can begin to take a look at trees. What's interesting about trees as well is trees are one of these plants that are on the planet that has the ability to really take itself into the astral, because they're very well grounded on this planet, but they also are very much connected to the astral realm. This is why trees are also a gateway, a very powerful gateway to many different dimensions. So if you don't have a tree that is right outside in front of you, what you can actually do is you can adopt the tree. And you can begin to have this conversation, much like choosing a crystal as well, and choosing a crystal. You're going to allow the tree. Ask the tree, you know, is it okay? You know, I want to adopt you. Most trees will really, really begin to tell you that they want this, you know, that they're looking for this. I talk to my trees all the time. You can begin to talk to the tree. Now, here's a ritual that I want you to do that's going to be beneficial to not only yourself, but also to trees as well, too. What you're going to do is you're going to take a foot basin or a bowl with your feet. At the end of the day, after walking around, we've generated so much energy within our body that is crazy. That's why it's important that we get grounded. On one of the other shows, I talked about how you can go to grounding.org, which is a very powerful site. It shows you how to get grounding if you're living in a place where you actually can't go outside because of the weather changing, and being able to put your feet planted on the ground. I would say do it for at least 20 minutes, and what it will do, it's actually like a reset button, and it neutralizes the energy flowing within your body. So it's excellent to do if you're still in a place where you can actually stand on the grass and be connected for 20 minutes. But if not, there's other things you can do. One of the things that you can do is take this foot bowl of water, and you're going to stick your feet in this water. Typically do it at the end of your day. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to do a reverse visualization meditation. So you're not going to start from the root chakra, because I personally believe for most of us that are listening to the remix, we don't really need to take energy from the earth. We need to take some of the energy that we're getting within, and we need to pull it down into our root chakra. Most of us are having problems with being grounded, things that affect us on a first chakra level. So we're going to start from the top chakra, and we're going to start to pull that energy down. So you're going to go from your crown chakra. If you want to go up higher and come down, you can do that as well. But you're going to go from your crown chakra, and you're going to start to pull that energy down all the way down. You're going to pull it down and pull it down all the way down until you get it to your root chakra. Once it's in your root chakra, I want you to do some visualization and see the color of like a ruby red. And I want to see you see that color spinning in a clockwise direction. See that sparkling ruby red spinning in a clockwise direction. And then take that energy and spin it in a counterclockwise direction. So a big ball of ruby red until you have all of that energy that is there and it's seeping out of your body. Allow that energy to flow down all the way through the base of your foot, because it's through the bottom of your foot where those meridians in that the energy actually pulls itself up from the earth and actually feeds into the root chakra. So you're going to be able to pull that energy all the way down through your feet into the water. What you're going to find, I want you to sit there for at least 20 minutes. You're going to notice that the water is going to change colors. And this is because a lot of the toxins and the energy that's coming out of your body is actually being filtered into the water. The water is really going to hold that energy. It's going to hold it. Okay, it's going to hold it in place and keep it within that water, and it's going to mix it around. And when you look down at it, you're going to be able to see those primordial waters, the waters of Noom, all of the energy that is built up within us, those same energies that's also built up through the planet is in there. We know that we're connected with all the different elements on the planet and the metals in the planet, and this is going to come out into the water. What I want you to do is after you're done sitting there for 20 minutes in just water, warm water, and I want you to take that water and give it to your tree as an offering, because the tree is then going to take that. That's going to be sort of the blessing. You know, it's the exchange that we have. The trees take our negative energy and turn it into positive energy, and we take the tree's negative energy and we turn it into positive energy. And so this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do with this, and begin to take this energy and give it to the trees. Once you take this energy and you give it to the trees and you let this settle, you're going to see amazing things begin to happen with your plants. I have some plants in my house that probably should be outside, probably shouldn't be growing, but they are flourishing because of this exchange, this ultimate exchange that we have with nature and we also can have with trees. So that's another ritual that I want to give you guys, that you can begin to do this exchange with trees, and you can do it with yourself. It's going to be nurturing for you, and it's also going to be nurturing for trees as well, too. So yes, yes, yes. The other thing that I'm going to talk about is I'm going to talk about your bones for a second, and particularly us as people and doing things that that really is just healthy for us to maintain good bone health. Now, when we begin to take a look at our bone and we begin to line it up with the different elements that's on the planet, our bones is going to line up with the element of the earth. So again, we're working with this energy of earth energy, because on earth energy has a lot to do with, we know, how we stay grounded, how we stay connected, and how we stay grounded. And also what earth energy has to do with, it deals with on a physical level, it deals with our bones, it deals with our skeletal system, and it also has to do with our colon. So oftentimes whenever we're having problems with being backed up, and we know what we mean by backed up, then you know that chances are you're not grounded. If you're having diarrhea, that's another indication you're not grounded, you see, because this is directly what element is connected with you on earth. Now, one of the things in nature that actually mimics us directly is that energy of a mountain. So when we begin to think about those properties that are made up in, that the mountain is made up, that is the same thing that our bones are made up of. Minerals, iron, you know, crystals, all of these different things that our body bones are made up of. This is the same thing that a mountain is made up on. So you want to spend some time doing some energy and connecting yourself with the mountains as well too, and seeing sort of that exchange. You can go into a meditation with it. If you live near a mountain, I want you to begin to go to the mountains and really connect with it, because the mountains and your bones are all one in the same thing. So the same minerals that is in the mountain is the same minerals that is also in your bones. And so it's important for us to get strong bones. When you look at the components and you look at the deposits that are in the mountains, those are the same components and composites that are in your bones. So working with your crystals, making sure you get enough vitamin D, which has a lot to do with the sun, you want to begin to get yourself into that energy. It is important that you maintain strong bone health, because it is just like a mountain. And just like we have some mountains that begin to deteriorate, we can also begin to deteriorate as well too in our bone health. So it's important to begin to do that. Yes. So trying to get it all in, it's so much, you guys. We have 12 minutes left to go in the forum, and a couple more things to talk about before we open up and begin to take questions. But I really wanted to make sure that we touched on those particular subjects, particularly those things that are important to us, those things that are important for us to have the big, big bang, the cosmic orgasm, as we begin to release ourselves and continuously release ourselves in this very important time that we're in at this time. It is a lot that is being required from us. It is a lot that we're wanting to give birth to, that we're wanting to plant seeds in, and we want to begin to release. And these are some ways that Esther shared, that Kalimar shared, and I shared with you, so that you can begin to release that cosmic orgasm and release it in a way so that you can make it something that actually is birthed and it actually comes into creation. Wow. So let's see. There was one more thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about as we get ready to open it up for questions. But I am going to go ahead and give you guys the call number, 646-652-2711. That's the number to call so that you can call in. Also, I'll go ahead and put this out at this time for anybody who's wanting to have any of the readings that I do, whether that's a sacred session, a God, Goddess, Numeric, Akashic Record reading, or an Akashic Record reading, definitely just email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and you know, me and Sister Money will definitely take care of you. If you want to get the Know Your Magic audio workbook that has so much for you to do in there of all of these things that we talked about, there's even a section in there about the cosmic orgasm to really help you get more into that energy. Just go to www.msblueblast.com, and you'll be able to instantly download that. There's no waiting list there as well too. And also, you can connect with the other sisters on Facebook. They are a part of the Remix group over on Facebook. You just send a request over there if you're not a member, and you'll get to see all the posts and connect with all the family over there as well. You can do that also. So one more thing, because someone asked me to speak on this, and this is for anyone who's trying to perhaps to give birth to a physical baby, but for some reason you're having some problems conceiving. It's a lot of things. We don't have enough time to go into that, but I'll give you a short ritual of what you can do. And one of the short rituals you can do, I want you to find the juiciest, the roundest, juiciest orange that you can find. And then what I want you to do is I want you to begin to write on that orange all of the thoughts, the positive thoughts that you think about becoming fertile, getting into that energy of being fertile. And then what I want you to do, once you've done that, I want you to take that juicy orange, that fertile orange in its wholeness, and you and your partner can begin to dig a hole, and I want you to plant it. Plant it in the ground, into the fertile ground, out of the ground where it can begin to germinate, where it can begin to take roots, and where it can begin to give birth. And this is going to be symbolic of you beginning to give birth to this energy. Yeah, to give birth to this energy. That's a ritual that I know has worked as well. So for some people who want to give birth in the physical, this is an excellent way for you to begin to get into that that particular energy. So what we're going to do at this particular time, first I want to say thank you to all of you guys. We're about to go into the after hours. If this is a show that you like, I want you to definitely like it. If you love it, I want you to go over on Facebook, and I want you to definitely love it, love it, love it. And leave some comments, leave some feedback. Go over to the Remix page. Don't forget, we're going to be posting book lists over there of all of the information, of all of these things that has been comprised here up on the wall that we got. Some of these things came from books. Some of these things came from spirit. We channeled some of these things. They came from so many different sources. But we do have a book list for you as well where you can begin to go on that cosmic orgasm journey for yourself as well. So I definitely want to give love and thanks to Esther as well as Kalimar. We're going to open up the forum for questions. You guys can be really begin to ask questions as well. And we'll go from there. So I'm going to bring them both on the line as we continue here live at Remix. All right. Peace, Kalimar. Peace, Esther. You guys with me?
Hi.
Peace.
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. We are here.
All right.
Show.
Yes, I must say so. This was an excellent share. We definitely have to do more of this. Don't forget, for those of you listening, that we will be back Sunday night as well. Sunday night right here live in the Remix as well. So look for that as well. You can find out all of that information about the Remix and what's going on the Remix group page as well, or even on my page as well on Facebook as well. Don't forget to download, download, download. Peace and love, warm spirit to you. Much love to you and to everyone out there. We're not going anywhere. We still have some time left here to go in the forum, but we have 5 minutes. I'm going to let Esther give some thoughts before we close out with those of you who are not on the phone. And Kalimar also share some words for those who won't be able to hear the rest of the show to you download. If someone has me on speaker, please take me off. We're getting a bad echo. So if you have me on that. Okay. So, Kalimar, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. I just want to once again say thank you, Ms. Blue, for allowing me the opportunity to share what the Spirit, you know, has told me to do in this life purpose. I want to shout out my love to the Remix family, and I really appreciate you supporting the Remix, me, Esther, and others who have been on the show. And I hope you download, 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 and be blessed by everything that you heard and apply it to every aspect of your life, because the Spirit is very powerful and everything is in divine order, including what we do here on the Remix. So thank you so much, and peace and blessings to you.
Really want to echo that. This was a really incredible and moving and powerful share. I really got a lot out of it just from what you both were saying, Kalimar. I was moved to tears listening to some of the stuff you were talking about. And the same with what you shared, Ms. Blue. I really felt like this was empowering for all the women and the men. and just kind of giving us all that that view into the inner self and having us really start to do that critical work of reflecting and evaluating and kind of going over those things that we don't always talk about because it's so personal. And I really appreciate the opportunity, Ms. Wu. This was awesome and definitely a huge learning experience for me. Much love to all the Remix family. I appreciate you all participating and sending so much love our way. I really felt it tonight. So peace.
Yes, well, definitely peace and love to you guys as well, too. It was an honor to have you guys come on. And, you know, these are two amazing sisters, and I know many more as well. But I definitely want to thank you, Esther and Kalimar, who, you know, we kind of put this together. Like I said, it's a part of the path. It's a part of the work. I've worked with these sisters on many different levels. We've been able to share and work with each other. So it was an honor to be able to express this here tonight and for us to be able to share it with the Remix family. So, you know, I it was a blessing for me to be able to hear you guys and hear this as well, too. So, you know, we're going to do it again. That's what I say. It's a let's do it again. We have so much, you guys, that we didn't even get to touch on that we wanted to talk about. So as long as you guys want more shows like this, we will continue to do it. And it's some other amazing sisters and brothers out there. And that was one of my intentions this year, is to get more of what you guys wanted on the Remix. And so it's great when we always have the scholars and the brothers and sisters come on and share that many have also become a part of the Remix family. But these interactive shows where we actually can get to interact with each other, you guys said you wanted more and you wanted to hear that, then that's what we're going to do. So 2 minutes left to go in the forum. We're going to start opening it up for questions, and if you guys have questions for us, you can call in. You need to get in while there's still a minute left on the clock. Peace and love to all the sisters out there, and we didn't get a chance to go through the list, but I'll say now, Ashe to all the sisters, all of the ones out there creating the cosmic orgasms, those from the past, the present, and those even coming into the future, that is helping us with this big, big bang. And also to all the brothers out there, much love, much respect, much reverence to each and every single one of you. It is because of that that we stand here before you with our DNA, with our activation, with our enlightenment, because of all of those who have come before us, those that are walking with us, and those that are yet to come. So peace and love to everyone, and much respect to the ancestors as we continue right here live in the Remix with the big, big bang, the cosmic orgasm. So we're going to go to the first caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 862. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Make sure you turn off your computer speakers if you're on the phone. If you have a question, press 1 so we know you're on the line. 862. Okay, they must be listening. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 850, you're live in the Remix.
Hello, good night.
Hello, good night.
Hi, good night. Esther. Oh, Kali, what are you doing tonight, Kali?
I'm doing fine, Griff. How are you?
I'm doing good. Love the share. Actually, my question that I had was a real question for me. I mean, you touched on the subject of, you know, if you find yourself covering up a particular area, what that means, but you didn't really, to me, I was just wondering if you could expand on it some more. Like, if you find yourself, like, the first place you cover is your lingam or penis, what does that really mean?
Well, we talked about the lingam and the penis. And covering up that particular area is how you express yourself. It's about that area of creativity for yourself and how you feel empowered, how you express yourself to others. That's what that means. That's an area for you to begin to ask yourself those questions. If you're covering up your penis, this has a lot to do with your masculinity, of how you feel, how you express that energy out into the universe.
Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. All right, that was my question, Ms. Boone.
Okay, all right. Did that help, Griffin?
Yeah, well, it's just that I guess my thought was like, you know, I would think naturally you'd want to kind of, you know, if you're naked, I mean, that's kind of natural to cover it up, so... When I start to think, oh, is it that you're insecure about your self-image and all of that? That's the reason why I wanted a little bit more clarification.
Yeah. Well, on some levels, when you say it's natural for you to cover it up. So the question becomes, why do you want to cover it up? Take a look at those things that you're actually believing. That's coming from your belief system. What is making you want to cover it up? Because there was clearly a lot of brothers in the room that said, I'm getting ready to get my Superman pose on. One brother said, What you want to do? So you say it's natural. No, that's not always natural. That's natural for you. So it's no wrong or right. Just take a look at why you felt like that was something you wanted to do, because we know that the penis represents expression, how you express yourself and your self-image. It is your creation seat. It's your seat of power for a man. It's about how you feel empowered. It's connected with that part. So see if that reflection shows up in other areas in your life.
Yes. All right. Thanks a lot for that.
All right, you're welcome. Peace and love to you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 703. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Lewis? Andre, I'm Dre Hawk in the chat room. I was the one who said, well, I was wondering, can you be too confident about yourself when you're naked?
Say that again.
I said, can you be too confident about yourself when you're naked? Well, I love to be naked, like, all the time. I was wondering, is there something wrong with being too confident?
I don't think there's a particular thing about being too confident, but this is something that Esther spoke on, and I'll touch on it, and then maybe if she wants to express that. It's nothing wrong with being too confident, but when you are so confident that you don't take a look at some of those areas in your life where you have challenges and flaws, then that's where it becomes a problem. But no such thing as being too confident. But if you are allowing that to overshadow other areas, then that can become a problem for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was just my question.
Yes. Okay. Esther, you want to speak on that?
You definitely touched on it. I think that's a part of the thing, that we spend so much time trying to build ourselves up and kind of, you know, embrace ourselves and really kind of, you know, take charge and say, oh, I love myself and I'm confident, because those are really good qualities to have. And a lot of times we don't even acknowledge that. And so that's kind of the first step, is getting us to say, yes, you know, I'm great. I'm good at what I do. You know, I look good. I love my body. I love my penis or my vagina. That's fine. But when it gets to the point where you are only focusing on those things and you're overlooking your weaknesses and your shortcomings as if they don't matter, that is when it's really an issue, because now you're lying to yourself. You're acting as if everything is perfect and nothing needs to be fixed. And we know that that's not the case for anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes.
That definitely answered my question. But, yeah, I definitely got you there.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right. Much love to everybody in the Remix fans.
All right. right. Peace and love to you, too.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Stacy from Detroit.
Hey, Stacy from Detroit.
Hey, doing, Miss Blue, Calamari, Esther.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Stacy.
Oh, how you doing, Esther? I have a question, actually, about one of the exercises, Esther, you gave us to look at what type of love we
mm-hmm.
feel like we need, I think it
mm-hmm.
was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I did that, and I didn't come up with anything. And I
mm-hmm.
thought that was weird, you know. Nothing came to mind. Like, of course, I feel loved by my family, close
mm-hmm.
friends, you know, but a love outside of myself that I felt like I needed, nothing came to my mind. And
that's
I was wondering, what should I take from it?
That is excellent. I think that part of it, but part of that is really saying that you are very comfortable with yourself, that you only need yourself for that feeling. And that's really, really good. It doesn't mean anything bad. It doesn't mean that you don't obviously need to love your family and those other things, but the fact that you sat and thought about that and you couldn't come up with anything, that means that you actually are focusing just on all you need is you, which is the whole point of this. So that's actually awesome.
That is really good. I do want to challenge you a little bit here, Stacy, if I can, and ask you, are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Do you want to be?
No, I think at the moment, no, but eventually, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, and the reason I say that is because, and I'm just going to, I'm not going to go too far with this energy, but I want you to also look at this,
okay.
That it's really good that you didn't come up with anything, because I concur 100%, then that would seemingly mean that you are content with yourself and you don't need anything else to get that. And that's the point where we all need to get. And that's on that micro level. But then there is a universal level where we do need to connect. And so just keep that in mind, that if you can't come up with anything, when you're getting into the place where you are trying to get into really furthering yourself into a relationship, then some of those exercises that Calamari actually gave out is going to be helpful for you. Bringing in images of a pair, whatever that pair looks like to you. So bringing in the statue of a woman and also having the statue of a man, and this can also help others. If you want to be in a relationship, then you need to keep the pair around you, because typically what happens in our sacred space, we tend to reflect what we are. So if, for instance, if you're a guy, you only have single things in your house. So you only have pictures of single statues. You don't have couples. You don't have that representation. And by bringing that into your sacred space, it's also going to allow that energy to come in when you're ready. So stay in that place where you love yourself. Stay in that place where you need nothing outside of yourself. But also stay in that place and be open when you're ready, if this is your choice, to enter into a relationship of wholeness. I think you guys know how I feel about that wholeness thing, because I think it's not two halves coming together, because that only makes two halves in a hole in the middle, like a donut. But we need two whole people who feel the way that you do, that there is nothing outside of yourself that you need on that particular level. But when it comes to building that sacred union, that's the place where you have to begin to get into the energy of receiving. Otherwise, what happens is you stay in that place, and a lot of people are there. They love themselves so much that they don't need anything else, that there is no room for anybody else. Nobody can come in because there's no room. So that's the balance
right.
to it. I just wanted
oh,
to kind of throw that out there.
Okay, well, I really feel that. I do, and I appreciate that. Thank you,
all
lady.
Right. You're welcome. Thank you, too, Stacey. Stacey from Detroit. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Perrin calling from Raleigh. Greetings to all three of you ladies. How are you tonight?
Greetings.
Oh, fine. How are you?
Great, thank you. I had a question about the lingam thing. So you said men have to ask their lingam a question or something? I forgot. Well, I missed that part. Could you repeat it at all? You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking to me, Kalimar, or Esther? Which one?
You, I believe. You said before Kalimar and Esther came on, you said you were talking about how we have to talk to our body parts. And
mm-hmm.
I missed what you said about the lingam.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I could do, I can try to remember because I said a lot about the lingam. But I'm going to try to say some of it about the lingam, but no, you can always go back and download it. You can always go back and download to hear the show. But one of the things that I said for brothers, and I think this may have been the part, you let me know if this is what you were speaking on, where I said that women, we are creating, and brothers, you are creating too through laying seeds and do that. And so it's important. I said in most cases, men, you guys always talk to your lingams. You got names for your lingams. You're getting ready to go out. You tell your lingam what you want to do that night, or your lingam is telling you what it wants to do that night. When you see a beautiful girl walk by, your lingam says, "Man, did you see her?" So there is this communication that is going on, but you really want to begin to take this energy to a higher level, especially when it comes to looking at the penis, because it does represent sort of that expression, that power, that creativity, and also self-image. It has a lot to do with that. Ask yourself about those questions. How do you express yourself to others? Are you doing that in a way that you feel is creative about yourself? Are you self-sabotaging yourself? You know, these are some of the questions that you can begin to have that self-talk with your lingam and get into that energy as well.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Peace and blessings.
All right. Peace and blessings. We're going to go on. It looks like we have a caller calling in from a private number. Peace and greetings to you, private number. Please make sure you turn down your computer speaker. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can. Who's on the line, please?
How you doing? It's me, Greer. How are you? I have a question for either one of you ladies.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on celibacy?
Interesting question. The take on celibacy. Any of you ladies want to give a take? I'll give mine. You know, I'm always ready to give to share something. But if you ladies want to give your take, you can, or I'll give mine. I have no problem with telling you about celibacy.
This is Kalimar. I go first. I got a good take on celibacy because it comes in handy, especially if you're doing like a lot of type of healing, wound healing. It's good to take a break from relationships, especially if you went through a relationship that kind of damaged you and made your sacred spaces a dumping ground. It is not wise to go run off into another relationship because that relationship is not going to fix it. You're going to have to take time enough to take a look at yourself and figure out why you got into that relationship in the first place. We have to learn how to give our bodies, our mind, our spirits a rest. We have to go inside places, inside our spirits. When I was mentioning earlier, into your cellular conscious memory, because it remembers everything that has happened to you, including from past lives, it is important that you rest.
that you take a break and you focus on other aspects of your life. It's not to say that you can't masturbate. It doesn't mean that you can't talk to a man, so to speak. But what I'm trying to get women to understand is you need to learn how to focus on yourself to a certain extent before you get into any holistic relationship with someone else, despite the fact of what your sexual preference is. It is not a sin, as they say, to be celibate. You need to give your sacred spaces a rest. They have minds of their own. They know who they want in it. They know who they don't want in it. And as women, a lot of times we don't tune in to ourselves. And I think it's a good idea just to take the time away from relationships, stop focusing on one with yourself and with the spirit world. Does that make sense?
It does. It really does. Something that haunted me, I want to come clean. I read in Sonia Barrett's book, great book. I don't work for her, so it's not a plug or anything like that, The Holographic Canvas. And in the book, it states sex separates us from the spiritual realm. And I know sex is ruled by Scorpio and things of that nature. You know, I'm an astrologer, so I went into that whole spiel of what rules what. And ever since I read that, I've been like, well, gosh, I don't want to be separated from the spiritual realm. So,
yeah, let me.
Now, you know, first there's a sex struggle. Now there's a celibacy, like I just should just stay celibate just to be more spiritual. So it's been that type of dance, if you will.
Yes, and that makes sense. If I could just kind of jump in here for a minute, Greer, and thanks for bringing that thing. There are a lot of teachings out there and beliefs that sex actually separates us from the spiritual realm. But there's also many supporting evidence, and even if we go back to some of the studies coming out of ancient Kemet that shows that that is the union that actually gets you into the place of the spiritual realm. And so when you're in that place of when you're about to release that orgasm and you are doing it in that place of union with the consciousness to go to it, then that's when it is the highest connection that can ever be reached. It is that point where we actually get into the energy and become one. It is the energy where the Trinity is formed, where babies are birthed out of, ideas are birthed out of. So it's also a lot of evidence as well, if you will, if we're going to look on it from that particular way, and also a lot of history that shows that this is the connecting point, is to go through sex. Now, one of the things that I do agree with, and Kalimar touched on it as well, too, I think it has a lot to do with our consciousness, you understand? Because if you're not consciously doing something, it doesn't matter what it is, it's not going to create the alchemy and it's not going to cause transformation. So that's just like somebody can sit down and they can read a book and they can do this, but nothing is changing from within. So it is that alchemical process that does need to take place on an energetic level. Now, when it comes to celibacy, here's what I found in my research, and I'll just share some personal things from you. I think that what is important, and this is for men as well as women, that you are able to own your sexual choices. So if you are celibate, own it. If you want to be sexually active, own it. Too much we stay in the dark with it. You know what I mean? And as women, we have been taught, oh, you can't tell people you're out here having sex and you don't have a man and you're just doing this and doing that. So we're not really owning those particular choices. And when you can't own it, you can't bring your consciousness to it. And it's not about you expressing it to the world, but really just owning it from in yourself. Now, another thing that happens, and this can happen not just in a sexual union. We're living in very, very intense times, and I know you know this as well as yourself, as whereas I can be here and it can be somebody on the completely other side of the world, and we can have a cord, a spiritual cord that is tied to each other. And people have cords that they have set up with so many different people. One of the ways, the quickest ways to get that cord and get it connected is through sexual energy. That is the life force energy that moves this planet.
Yep.
So when it comes to the life force energy, it has to be that energy that gets you into those higher realms, because that is the energy that moves the planet. So these sexual cords, I think sometimes when we're getting into our studies and we're getting into our work and we're really trying to get to that higher level, like Kalimar was saying, and we have all of this other baggages that's coming with us. One of the things that I often talk about a lot in the sessions about how a lot of us women walk around as bag ladies. You know, like the song with Erykah Badu. And we're carrying all these damn bags, and we got all these cords in the bag from men that we've come in contact with, from jobs that we've worked at, from our parents, from our children. So when we enter into this union, this sexual union, and we have this cord, we're forming these cords based on something that is not spiritual. So I can also see why that principle of understanding of celibacy, how you can begin to stay focused, how you can begin to stay in that place so that you can take yourself to these higher realms before you try to enter into a union and take someone else there, while celibacy is important. What I say is, if you own it, own it. If you are celibate, I say just own it. You know, you don't need a justifiable reason to do it. It doesn't have to be woo-woo to do it. It can just be that this is what I'm choosing at this moment. There's power in you owning it. If you're sexual active, own it. You know, own it. You can still go to these realms. You can still do these things. I mean, everything on the planet is birthed through the union of coming together. We can look at a very few species on the planet that this union does not involve some sort of connectiveness of coming together. But it generally, it takes that seed. It takes the planting of a seed, whether that seed is coming from a bird, whether that seed is coming from someone else, but that seed is coming in order for that to happen. So all of these cords is why this whole celibacy is important, because it's important that we cut these cords too. You know, we need to cut these cords, because this sets up in our energy field. It sets up in our energy thing. You know, sometimes people do these little slick things. So it doesn't always have to come from a sexual relationship. It can actually come from just an interaction where people try to slime you on the slick. You know, they try to dump some slime on you, you know, and then run. That also is laying that residue within your energy centers. And so when you're trying to get into your spiritual work, when you're trying to get into these higher realms, it makes it very, very difficult, because the energy that you're using is sexual energy. Some people call it kundalini, some people call it life force energy, but all of this energy begins to set in. So when you're celibate, you're making that decision to release some of the obvious stuff away from yourself, which is that sexual interaction between. So I can also see that principle. I say own your sexual choices, and that's where you're going to find the true power, and that's where you're going to be able to get your greatest transformation. It's from bringing that consciousness to it.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right, you guys, we still have like 34 minutes left to go in the form. So if you guys have a question, we are here. The big, big bang, the cosmic orgasm. Press one if you're on the phone lines. You can ask a question so that we can do that as well, too. And just continue. See, a lot of you still here hanging out with us on the phone lines as well as in the chat room. Don't forget to download the show as well, too. Don't forget to download, and don't forget to join us back Sunday night live in the remix. We'll have another show. If we don't have any other questions, we are moving into the wee hours. Lots of energy has been shared here. Lots of powerful transformation, confirmations have come as well. I think we've gotten to all the callers on the line. I'm going to check one more line and see. 703, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Did I get you already?
Yeah, that's Dre Hawk from, I think you still got me. I think you clicked back on to me.
Okay, all right. Well, let me just go ahead. Oops. What? What did you
Hello?
Okay. Yes?
No, I said I'm just still listening.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for listening. Well, ladies, I don't know about you guys, but it's been a very, very full week and a full, amazing, wonderful weekend. And I think this will be a good time for us to get ready to close out. Again, I just want to say peace and love to you guys. Thank you so much for joining in on the call and us sharing. Everybody, don't forget to go over to Facebook, leave your comments as well, and connect with everybody. And I knew as soon as I said that, somebody was going to come on the phone line, so I guess we're not going anywhere. So if y'all don't want to go, you better press 1, because we'll get up out of here. But let me go to the caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Transform Man. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello, greetings, Transform Man.
I just got out of the truck. I was listening while driving, and I hit the number 1 by mistake. So I really didn't have any questions or anything. But, I just wanted to say peace and blessings, and thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. Peace and blessings back to you. All right. Well, good. We got a chance to hear from Transform Man. So I think that is going to do it for us, ladies. I don't want to keep you guys any longer. It was an amazing share. We definitely have to do it again sometime.
Yes.
Peace and love to each and every one of you for sharing. We're going to go ahead and get out. And so to everyone, don't forget to download. And I think it's only fitting that we didn't get to play our other song. Did we play our second song? Yes, we did, Ghetto Heaven.
Yeah.
We did play it. We played Ghetto Heaven. Well, we're going to play the Big, Big Bang to take us up out of here again, because it was a bang. Peace and love. Don't forget to download. I love you guys so much.
Yeah. I love you, too. Thank y'all so much for everything.
Yes,
very much so.
Someone in the room is asking about the book list. It's going to be posted on the Remix Family page on Facebook.
Yes. We're going to post that book list. We'll probably get it out. If not tonight, you'll have it by tomorrow. So it'll be there. So peace and love, everyone. Much love, warm spirit. The big, big bang.
I don't wanna lie, I'm gonna take what you're giving, 'cause I know you're willing to take me all the way. You got me right here, combustible, and I can't wait to finally explode.
Peace and love. Much love, Warren Spirit. Peace.